Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, in the Kingdom of Gold, you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. Shingle Springs, California. You're listening to Soul Stream, and I'm John Almada, and good to be here. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do the show today because we've had my father out there in the hospital. I see our guests out there. I'm sure we have some people here who are going to try to, probably in the chat room, make things a little interesting. So all I can say is, I used to just sit there and give you guys something to shoot at, and you know what? If you're going to do what you're going to do, I guess you're going to do what you're going to do. So go ahead and have a great time. I'm not going to react. I'm just going to instruct the audience not to react to it. So we'll just take that into account because I am very aware that some things have been going on out there. Okay, so we gave them their moment in the sun. Anyway, we are going to be doing some mediumship tonight, playing some EVPs. My website for Ghostwriter Investigations was pretty well wiped out in a terrible, terrible hacker attack on my provider's server, and it hit not only my site but a whole bunch of others. And it's been a real bear getting it back, and they have taken all these measures that have actually made things harder for me to even try to control my website. So I've got it back in kind of a read-only mode, and I was really kind of, while I was in there, I was looking around, and I went, wow, I've got a lot of EVPs from a lot of cases that we've done. So we're going to play a few EVPs and do our thing. I'm also going to talk a little bit about some different things from a spiritual perspective and a paranormal perspective. And one of these things, I just got I subscribed to John Edward, his newsletter. And many of you know, I just before all this stuff started going on with my dad and my mother, who are both sick right now, I went out to see John Edward actually in live, doing basically a gallery to the audience to, several thousand people. And I was right up there, right up front, and it was just amazing. I mean, and I'm just, to see a really top-of-the-line medium at work was very instructive. Now, I didn't get chosen, but, I kind of knew the odds were, very much against me. But he was dead right when he said, you all come away with a gift, and there are things in the readings that apply to you. And it was that way. I mean, he was right on the money. But just this week, I got one of his email newsletters, and they have a section here on ghosts ghosts in the plural versus spirits in the plural, and what the difference is. And there's actually a difference. So we're going to talk about that in the show. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and read off the folks out there who have been kind enough to show up. Oh my goodness. I've changed things around in the studio, and I have my dial and control computer. I have three systems in studio, just to give you an idea how things work here. I have a fairly polished studio now, and I've got I just added a laptop on the left that does all my call control. And so I've got that running. The chat room is in front of me on a very large screen, and then I have other tools and things I use for the EVP work and things like that. And off to the right, the broadcast computer. That's its purpose in life, is doing the high-quality Skype connection to drive the show. And I have a specialized audio computer and a rack that takes care of all the quality sound stuff we do here. So, I can see I have got a ton of callers out there. So good to see you guys. I'm going to try to get used to this new arrangement. And if I don't like it, I'm going to probably switch back to putting the call control a little differently. So anyway, we're going to read off all the good folks who are here. We've got Bismarck. We've got Blue Dreamer 5992, Carrie from South Africa. Hello, my dear. Hello, hugs. Chips and Salsa is here. Denise in Florida. Good to see you. Going to scroll past all those G's out there, the G-U-E-S-T's. And we've got the Indigo Seed. Good to see you. JB34. Loretta, 1986. Nancy Mum out there in the Bay Area, my dear sweet friend. Psychic of Light, and we have more guests that are out there in a strange... I'm going to reload that. That's interesting because, oh, now they're showing up. So, you know, interesting to see all these guests out there, but anyway, have your fun, guys. We're just going to keep doing the show and not let that get to us. So we are going to go forward. You can, Bismarck, what kind of a YouTube link is that? If you can PM me there and let me know what that link is out there in chat, we could take a look at that. Now, I'm going to go ahead and take a few calls, and then we'll kind of intersperse in some readings, or not readings, but some of the EVPs. I also have gone in. I spent the day here in studio. Part of the day I was out, you know, doing branch work. Yes, I have to actually do things that are actually cleaning up and getting dirty. But I was also at the hospital. Some of the, you know, things going on. I'll talk about that a little bit here later. And then I did a whole bunch of work on the studio. And so we've got our PSB7 paranormal device that we could actually try to do some spirit work here with that tonight and actually see if we get any responses. This is the device that's used on a lot of the paranormal shows that does the very fast cycling between all of the different frequencies, like on FM at 100 milliseconds per channel. And then it does this spiritual inspirational, quite beautiful. Yeah, go ahead, Bismarck. Go ahead and put it up. You know, I think that's good. Anyway, so we've got just kind of a potpourri show going. And I'm getting all these. No, I can't control this. Technical troubles in studio. Okay, now we got it. All right, so we're going to do some device work. I am have gone in and updated our schedule for the coming few weeks, and it's going to be kind of weird. As you know, I've had stuff going on with family, and but I do have some plans to be doing some things with the Ovulus in the very near future. I hope Frank shows up. Frank always likes it's F-R-U-R, Ferrer. I never know quite how to take that, Ferrer. Or say it. But Frank is always into that. But we'll do some call-ins where we do question and answers. You ask the questions, and then we'll play the Ovulus responses. And that's always really a lot of fun. But let's go ahead, and I think we'll go ahead and take the 253 call. And I'm looking for my cousin. He's out of Montana, and he said he would call in tonight. And I don't see him out there yet, so... I'm going to take the 253 because that person was in way before everybody else. And we're going to go ahead and do that. So 253, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. I'm not the cousin.
I can tell that.
My name is Allison. I'm calling from Colorado.
Okay, Allison. What can I do for you?
Well, do you need a specific question? This is my first time to call, so what do you need? Do you need a mediumship specific question, or just whatever comes through, what works for you?
Oh, you're asking if, I see, because the way it was sounding is you were going to read me. I was going, wow, really?
Actually, I can do mediumship, but I'm not, that's not what I'm calling.
Well, I do a little bit of everything. Everything from mediumship to we can do EVP on air. We can just answer basic questions about the paranormal. It's kind of whatever you want. Tonight's kind of an all open. Normally I'll do like a pure mediumship show, but I've been through quite the week with family medical stuff. And I just looked at it today and I thought I'm just gonna kind of play it by ear, see how I do. Threw a lot of things in the pot, and we'll have ourselves a stew here. So, you know, kind of name what you want.
I like mediumship personally, if you're up to it.
I'll give it a go.
Give it a go, and if it doesn't go, it doesn't go.
Yep. I meditate, and I did that tonight. I meditate before every show, and I've got it. I'm feeling fairly good about it. So let's give it a let's give it a shot. So what? What is your question? And who are you trying? Oh, actually, we won't ask that because I don't.
Because I know how many, you know, it's whoever comes through, you know. So,
yeah.
I, you know, and I understand that. So, I guess my question would be, gosh dang, you know, there's sort of a general question of, you know, am I proceeding along the right path here? But that sounds so sort of cliche and generic and uninteresting, you know. So, I really don't have a specific question. I mean, in terms of, I mean, I can come up with questions, but not that I would consider relevant to mediumship, you know, type questions.
Okay. Well,
I don't know.
I've got going on is I'm just using. I've gone through training in mediumship. You know, where we've, you know, there's a whole system for that. And one of the things we do when these kinds of things come in is I just immediately start drawing whatever's coming in. And I have a system where we basically just kind of put, we just draw on paper. And basically it's just like a cross lines, you know, one's vertical, one's horizontal, kind of your XY thing you see from, you know, math class.
Right.
Except on the left, it's I've got dad, on the right I've got mom, and then...
Okay.
Then slightly on the bottom half, you tend to end up with the pets, you end up with the children, you end up with, and then off if it's off way off on either side, it tends to be friends of the family, kind of related to one or the other. So that it helps you, it gives us kind of a mental map where we can kind of place people. I'm getting two different spirits from your mother's side, one is a small child who seems to have passed. And this child, I haven't really keyed in on a date yet as far as when this child passed, but I'm just going to let that one lie because I've got a very, very, there's a female energy with coming through. And this woman is just very, very soft. I mean, that was the first word I got was soft. Very easygoing. And I'm just trying to, on your mom's side, and I'm trying to get the relationship in relation to you, but I'm feeling this goes back a generation. She's coming through in life. The way I'm getting her is she's coming through younger than she was when she passed. You know, so she's actually projecting herself than she was when she had passed. So she passed, you know, basically I'd say 50, 60 years old. And what I'm getting is this this younger version of her.
Okay.
I don't think she liked the way she was when she passed. So she's coming through with this. I'm trying to get the V. She shows me V. I don't know if it's V or 5. So I'm going to go with V. Do you have an aunt? Does your mother have a sister?
No.
Who's the sister energy then in that side of the family that would go back about a generation?
Oh, I would not know. That side of my family, my maternal side is not really my family. I mean, they're my family, obviously by birth, but. It's really my dad's side of the family that I was really born. I'm much more like my dad's side of the family. My mother's side of the family is just so. No, my mom had no sister. My grandmother, you know, my maternal grandmother, died a long time ago. But I don't remember anything about her having a sister either. For that fact, I'm not saying she didn't, but I mean, it's just like those people are strangers to me in a lot of ways because that's not my family.
All right. Well, what I've got going on here, and this seems to this is the last couple of shows I've done has been where we've had these people who have called in just like you, and I'm invariably drawn to the family member, you know, family grouping, and these spirits are coming through that are from the other side that the caller doesn't know. And so this is, you know, this is like a continuing theme. I don't know what they're trying to do to me. I'm going, what are you guys proving here? I mean, yes, you can pick these themes that we go. But this, what I will tell you is this. I'm getting a name like Violet or Viola or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a name that's associated with your mother's side of the family. What I get is this person dies in her 50s or 60s, somewhere in that age range. She dies in a way that is... what I believe to be some sort of a disease. I think that it's a cancer, or it is something that is, you know, like a respiratory thing. So I think that, you know, the two are related. This is a lung thing, and she is definitely related to you. I'm having trouble with the exact nature of the whole, you know, where she fits. And I'm, and this is the part that's really rough for me. The thing that she's, okay, I'm just going to just pay attention and see what she's telling me, because I'm just shooting my mouth off and she's sitting there tapping her foot. Will you shut up? Will you shut up? I'm just kidding. She's very soft energy. Like I said, very feminine, very very cultured. Was your mom's side? I mean, what do you know of them? Because I'm getting the feeling this woman is of like a higher education or higher social status.
Well, you know, neither side of my family, from what I know, was uneducated. But there was there's a real intelligence in my family on my dad's side. Not to say my mom's side was dumb, but by any means. The intelligence genes are on my dad's side. My mom's side is more sort of average intelligence. There might be an oddball cultural person mixed into the bunch, you know.
But what I'm getting at is what I feel with Violet, I'm just going to call her that because generally I'm getting VI, and it could even be Victoria, but I'm just going to call her Violet because the thing I keep getting is purple. But what I'm getting here is this goes back one generation back from you. And she's, if this is not in the family, she's around the family. And this is the part, I feel like she's a family member and not.
Okay.
The more I, and I, what I think is that this person was like, I don't even know if this is an adoption. I've never had this before. It's, I'm having a real trouble placing her. But what I think is that she's, she grew up around the family. She grew up in and around the family, but she feels separate of the family. I'm going to take a risk and say that you've got an adoption in the family.
Oh,
and
every family does. That's
this is an adoption case of some sort.
Oh, it could be.
I could be dead wrong, but I mean, I feel this separation thing going on, and if I'm interpreting it wrong, I know this much. Somehow there's a separation of her from that familial group, you know, your that side of your family, and yet she's still sitting there on that side. I feel her to the side of your grandmother.
My maternal
and I'm
grandmother.
Stick with your maternal grandmother. I feel her like in that orbit. Okay.
Okay.
What? Now, why is she here? This is the part. You know, first they want to make sure that they know, you know, okay, this is who I am. Get it through to the dumb medium.
Gotcha.
And, you know, and then I'm getting hit on the head. And education. What's this education card coming up? Are you going to school or are you?
No,
I mean,
heavens, no.
Is there an education thing going on? I mean,
I'm way, way out, way beyond, way past my college years. I'm not in school at all. Yeah.
Is there some sort of training class, something? I mean, I'm getting she's harping about education. If it's not going to be for you, do you have children?
I do, but he's already, I mean, he's an adult.
Well, this doesn't necessarily mean, I'm not talking about school proper. This could be anything from some kind of a class or something is being learned. And this is what she's talking about. There's some sort of educational thing that you are going through. If it's not going to be that, then the one thing I'm going to go with is somewhere along the line, there's a lesson to be learned. And somebody's being taught a lesson or going through some training. And I'm really not connecting with the way she's this much I know. She's presenting some sort of lesson that's going on, something that you're going through. Is there some sort of major experience or lesson you've learned? I mean, I'm just trying to read this, and it's...
Life is a major lesson.
No, this is...
I mean,
that goes on,
like, every day that you breathe.
No, there's, like, a major thing going on that has to do with... That has to do in your orbit, your life. That's what the reason she's coming through for you. And I'm gonna stick to my guns on this. There's some educational thing, and it's a lesson learning thing, and it may not be school, which I'm more convinced now than ever, because you're just in denial of it. But the thing I don't know is this: someone in either you or in orbit around you is going to be getting this something to do with a training course, training of some sort, and may have been vacillating about it. That's kind of the feel I get from her. And she's just kind of pushing that, go learn, stick with it. Don't just walk away from this. This is going to be good for you. So it's a life change thing combined with some sort of educational opportunity or learning opportunity. And that's the thing that I keep getting here. This is not going to manifest right. I don't think it's manifesting right now. I think the very beginnings of it are there. Be on the lookout. That's kind of the feel I get. And just be aware that this is going to be something that's coming. That I just feel like it's God, it's something around you.
Are you talking about more like a formal? I mean, not necessarily a 4-year, university.
It is not
an academic setting or a more.
There's
like
some sort of training opportunity, some sort of thing that it might even be something you've been wanting to do and wanting to learn. And it has nothing to do with the formal school. It is about, it could be art classes. It could be, learning to paint. It could be, the thing I'm getting is, and she's very insistent and sticking to on point with me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just getting she's stamping her foot. I'm getting the image of her stamping her foot, and she's just going, it's kind of like, you're right on. I get it. I'm just going to give what I get. You're married, correct?
God, no.
Who's the...
God,
were you
no.
Married?
Please, no. No,
you,
no,
were
no.
you married?
No, God, no. And I never will be.
Okay, well, I understand
that. I have a real, real, real aversion, let me put it that way. I mean, it's not just an aversion, no. Completely, no. In fact, my mother said something really, really interesting much later to me in life. She said, I knew when you were really, when you were very, very young that you would never get married. It was just like one of those things that a mother knew when I was 3 years old. She's just different. It's like it's not her. And so, no.
Okay.
The answer is no. Which is not to say I have not been involved in relationships that I would consider not like marriage, because marriage is hell. So I would consider relationships that are more very partnership-like, but not official, formal, legal marriage, no.
Okay, well, let's go with the, have you got a significant other?
No.
There's none of that right now.
No, not at this point, no.
But you're open to it.
That person had better really, really be the most extraordinary human being walking the planet.
Well, I think I've hit on it.
Okay.
I think I've hit. I think what we've hit on is that there may be the education shift in opinion. That you may run into somebody who will be that kind of person.
What, an extraordinarily brilliant human being walking the planet?
They do exist. My grandfather, I mean, he was, you know, he had 4 degrees, you know, 4 medical doctorates and a law degree. Brilliant man. But, you know, the thing is, what I kind of feel here is, you know, I think one of the lessons that a lot of people learn later in life is that there's no one out there that's, quote, perfect, but there are people out there that are right for you. And this feeling I get, I'm just kind of following my heart with this woman, the way she's coming across, this Violet. I really think this is about you and whatever this future is with a potential person who may be significant in your life. Because the reason I asked the husband question is, like, she's showing me this male, and I'm going, well, what, is she married? You know, I mean, you know, it's not easy to interpret symbols sometimes, and I'm going, which is it? You know, and so, I mean, I have to ask. But she's I get the feeling you're going to meet somebody, and you are the one getting the education about life, about some changes in the way you see things. And don't be afraid of it. Just experience it. It doesn't mean it doesn't mean it's going to go smooth. It doesn't mean it's always going to be perfect. But open yourself to that change. It's kind of funny, you know, because a lot of my own issues, you know, I was married for 3.5 of the longest hell-filled years of my life.
She turned out to be
difficult, but I did survive somehow. I walked out basically babbling. But, you know, and I wore off marriage, and now I'm at the point where it's like I'm looking at it going, you know, I could go out. I could think about it, and I've gone out a little bit, but, I mean, I'm not letting it go too quick, you know. And so that's kind of what I'm getting the feeling this reading was about, is kind of getting you to open up and just peek out of your shell a little bit. And I think it's going to be interesting, because someone is going to come in, and it's going to be from the bleak angle you never see coming. And that's the feeling I get with this.
Are you speaking of somebody that's like a more intimate relationship? Because I learn from everybody. I mean, I learn from the people I don't like. I learn from the people I like. I learn from the people I work with. You know, I mean, all different degrees of learning, obviously.
This is a significant, nice thing, and you're going to have a more intimate relation. Okay. It'll start off. I feel like this is going to happen, and that you're going to look up and go, "Whoa!" So, and this is sort of this is sort of getting ready to be in the initial stages, and this is the feeling. She's just sitting back now, just nodding, and that's kind of the feel I get here. Is that this, what this is about? This child. I'm going to turn attention now from this major shift in your life, and now I've just completely dashed your hopes of a man-free future, but it's and you can hit me. But there's this child in there, and I'm trying to. There's maternal grandmother, then your mom. Stillbirth. That's what this child is. This is someone was born. This is a stillbirth or a fetus that did not quite make it through. Did grandmother have miscarry?
My grandmother? Oh, I would have no idea. My maternal grandmother, you mean, right? Actually, either grandmother, I would have no idea. And I wouldn't care, and I wouldn't. I mean, good Lord, that happens all the time. I mean, you know, that's just normal. That's just natural. That's just nature. So, you know, even if it did happen, it's not something you.
Well, there's a reason this child
is
making an appearance. That's what I'm trying to come to terms with, is that this is not. I've had it where it's come through mainly to validate something, and this is not a validation, because we validated already that I know this is someone that's, you know, I know something about Violet. Or V, who is around your grandmother, and this child is appearing in front and slightly to your mom's side, and so this is like a stillbirth or a child who died early.
I don't want to get too personal here. My mother had had, how do I put this delicately? Let's just say my mother had an occurrence before she became pregnant with me.
Okay.
So that might be what you're picking up on, and that's all I'm going to say.
Well, let's put it this way.
So that could be
when
it.
There is a one of these things happen, the spirit incarnates,
yeah.
you know, from
right.
the moment of inception as an egg, and from that moment on, it is life. It's a life, you know, there's a life
right.
force there. And a soul is already there hovering around the mother.
Right.
That's why when people see, you know, a pregnant woman, they see the radiance. It's like, yeah, because there's a radiance around her. There's all these this new, fresh, beautiful
right.
energy hanging
right.
around. And so this child did
right.
incarnate briefly and then was
right.
done. And the thing
right.
I'm getting here is that
right. Right.
basically it's just, hi. And that was
right.
evidentiary. It was just basically, I'm around.
Right.
And don't think of
yeah.
me as dead or never having been because
right.
I was. And
right.
was this like do you know the sex of the baby? Because I'm getting
male.
Yes,
I do. Yes, I do.
Is it male?
Yes.
It was? Okay.
Yes.
So he's just saying hi. And, you know,
nice.
And he's, yeah, so when you eventually make the jump over there, you're going to meet
yes.
him. And so,
right.
but he says hi. Okay. So you have a very difficult mom's side to read, but they're interesting story, but I would challenge you to look into V or Violet and
okay.
see if you can find out what that's about, because, she's, I will say this, she's extraordinary, an extraordinarily
wow.
kind being, a very
wow.
Soft, cultured energy with this woman, and I really, really, really like her.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So,
wow.
But what I also get from her is she's just really, I think she knows the hurt in your heart kind of thing a little bit, and she's just trying to get you to open up to possibilities. And just be aware there's someone out there, and he is there. So I wouldn't say he's going to be in your immediate vicinity in the next 10 minutes, but I wouldn't. Right.
Then I won't watch the clock then, okay?
Yeah, no, don't watch for the clock. This, I think what you're going to have is in a very reasonable amount of time this year, this is going to happen, and he's going to be the one making the move on you, would be my guess.
Oh God, no.
You're going to look up and go, what?
No.
Huh?
No, not gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I do want to validate without going into any kind of personal details, because that was my mom's life. But I always, no details, but I've always wished I had the older brother I should have had, or needed to have. Because I could have benefited from that, and it would have taken a lot of the violence off of me. Would have taken a lot of the violence off of me had I had a brother to protect me from what happened in my childhood.
I believe that. I mean, and I think
I took a lot of violence from my father and my mother for that fact, especially my father. And if I'd had that brother, I never would have been nearly as, you know, as what happened. So,
well, hon, I'll tell you what, my mother, you know, my mother's side, same kind of thing happened. There was a lot of very violent energy in that side of the family. And my grandfather, who passed here last year in October, he had grand mal epilepsy, and he had the kind that was
mm-hmm.
extremely violent. And he would do things that you could not believe. And he basically savaged the family in ways that,
mm-hmm.
you know, just unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where you're coming from, you know, because I've seen it with my own eyes. And it's just a thing that, but know this, you know, that's in the past. You know, the future, you can't do anything about the past, but what you can do is something about the future. And this is what the spirit is coming through. She's wanting you to know that this can be made different, and it's made different by choice and being open to, you know, new experience, and that love is real
right.
and in the world.
Right.
So it's really reaching out to you. The other side is reaching out to you, because I think your greatest lesson in life is you're opening up and having a little trust. And you may find that, you know, sometimes it's going to get walked on a little bit, but it's going to be mostly out of those men are dumb. We are. And sometimes they'll not quite get it, and they need to be taught about that. But that's the thing I get here with you. So I really thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. And I also wanted to say from the beginning, you have a great radio broadcast voice. I don't know if you majored in journalism or broadcasting, but if you didn't, you just have a really good radio voice. So
actually, I have inherited this from my father, and my father had his own radio show in the Missouri and also in California.
Oh.
And my grandfather, the one who had the, you know, four doctorates,
right,
and a lot
right.
of great, he was actually a brain surgeon. My grandfather did, and he did research in neuropsychiatry. And he ultimately even specialized in criminal neuropsychiatry, you know, for the state of California.
Oh,
and he dealt with some of the real whack jobs of the past.
Wow.
My grandpa owned three different radio stations, two in Missouri
God.
And one out here in, I think he owned KSAN of San Francisco. And yeah, my grandfather never did the broadcast, but Dad had his show, and we've both ended up in the defense industry, my dad and me, and we were both picked by our technical publications department, because they
uh-huh.
also did all the video, and we've
uh-huh.
done we both did videos for the Pentagon, and I'm reading these copies, and about 12 years ago, I'm reading these bloody copies. And everybody's telling me, you should be doing this. And I'm going, really?
Oh, yeah.
I can
be on
radio?
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, totally.
So
I've
done a titanium safety video for my company that has been used in other companies. I've done all this copy and, you know, of talking about how this, you know, particular system does this. And I will.
Yeah.
That's the wildest thing. So,
that
yes, I knew I had the voice. But, God, I always appreciate it when I hear that, because I can't really voice.
Can I ask where Missouri? Can you ask where Missouri, if you don't mind saying? Where Missouri? Where in Missouri?
It was near, I don't know. I know it's near Kansas City. I think Kansas City is next to Missouri, right? Kansas and Missouri are like close.
It's east. It's west. I went to school in Columbia, Missouri, which of course is the best journalism school in the country. So, and I actually majored in broadcasting. So But I'm very, very sensitive to audio anyway. But I started in Missouri, so I had to ask.
Yeah, it's my grandfather. I don't remember. You know, I wish I had my dad here, because he's sitting in a hospital room about 12 miles from here.
Right.
But
what
I know is this: Dad would go out with the crews out into the field, and they would actually. I think there's a big river near this city, and I don't remember which city it was in, but I know it was close to Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
And they would go out and actually record the sounds of this river, and then and talk a little bit about that, because they would use it in their station, you know, in their station breaks.
Oh.
So
wow.
He also loved his radio show, because he dated a lot of women, because he had his own show, because they wanted him to play all the music. So my dad was a happening guy.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, thanks for telling that.
The Amos and Andy show, my father, it used to be the way the radio networks worked was that you could, the local stations, the local broadcast units could, kick off of the network, because they didn't have computers back then. It was all done,
right.
you know, by jack and switching
right.
systems.
Right.
So my dad made a mistake at his control board, and was running his show, and he accidentally jacked into Amos and Andy's national show on national radio, and got my grandfather's station to do a lot of trouble with the FCC. All these live performers in New York are all pissed off at my father.
My God.
So Dad had his 15 minutes of fame.
Just what Andy Warhol predicted for each of us.
Yep. So
yeah.
Well, hey,
thank
there.
You. Well, thank
hey,
you.
You're welcome.
And And please put me on mute so I can continue to listen on my phone. And it's been a real pleasure talking with you. And I'll kind of keep my I'll keep my sort of think about Violet or Viola, whatever her name was. You know, as I'm going to sleep and
V.
And see, you know, the V name. Yeah. Mhm. And see what comes through. Okay.
All right.
You so much. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
You too, Allison.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Bye. All right, we got 10:10. I'm going to take a station break. We're going to play a little bit of, I think we'll do a, one of the FB bumpers. I need a minute just to stand up and then kind of stretch a minute. Then we'll roll into, we got a, you know what, I was going to do a lot of different things, and I'll probably still will, but we're going to, we got so many on the calling in and have their hands raised. I'm just going to just keep bumping right through. So we're going to just take a minute and stretch. Everybody do the same, and then we'll get right back into readings. This is SoulStream on blogtalkradio.com. Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to SoulStream on blogtalkradio.com. That is dedicated to my dear, dear great-grandpa, Grandpa McHenry. He was a founding agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. He was one of the grandfather agents, and his cases are still studied at Quantico, and he was one kick-ass mean guy. I would have not wanted to have ever faced him down because there were a whole lot of people that he put away. So here's to you, Grandpa. Anyway, Bismarck is out there. We got Blue Energy, Carrie Whisper. I almost said Carrie Whisper. And Castle 407, Chips and Salsa, Denise in Florida. Gerber Daisy TM, I see you, my dear. All those guests are out there. Indigo C, JB34, Jeannie Marie is here. Hello, my dear, in Georgia. Georgia, Southern girl. She's a Southern cultured Southern woman. Let's see. She's going to hit me, too. I can see the Facebook message now. Loretta, 1986, Marty Q, Mother Jerry, Nancy Mums. Psychic of Light is our co-pilot tonight, honorary co-pilot. You, too, can be part of our crazy ship here. And a dear, dear friend of mine out there in the wilds of California, down in the valley, heading north on a flatland next to a swamp. Oh, well, not quite a swamp. But my dear friend Sarah out there, and say hi to Spence for me. Good to see you guys. So I'll tell you what, we are going to go ahead and jump into the next reading, and I have a 360 caller. I'll read off who I do see out there so we know everybody knows kind of where they're at. 360-513-814-602-406-510. Wow, we have filled up 956. Carrie's out there, and I got a 1111111111. So let me go ahead and jump up to the 360 caller, and got to turn my mic. Gosh darn, I had that. I had my very expensive microphone turned the wrong way. It doesn't do any good, does it? Okay, here we go. 360, you're on SoulStream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, my name's Lori, and I'm from Washington State.
Hi, Lori from Washington State.
Hi.
What can I do for you today?
So what you talking about EVT readings were? You did something with EVTs? I'd like to try that.
All right. Tell you what, I just got the feeling with you, we'll just do one of our stock methods. And I'm just setting up the board right now. And let's go ahead and move a couple of things around. And, you know, by the way, I wonder, I'm not sure if you guys will be able to hear this, but one of my classic EVPs, just so you know kind of how a real Class A EVP sounds, I'll just play this one. This is from the Shingle Springs Cemetery, and I'll play this, and then we'll actually do a live on-air EVP set. And the ones that I can kind of, I've got EVP ear, I can kind of tell kind of what they'll be saying, because I've heard so many of them, and you know, there is some subjective interpretation. But there's also the ones that there's no mistaking. So let me see if this will play off of my website here. And this is from, can you hear this?
Something to say.
Can you hear that? You can hear like in the background?
I can hardly hear.
Now, I'm going to set this up. This was 2008 when I was first really getting into doing work with EVP in the field. And I was using a Sony, little Sony recorder, and I was nowhere near anyone. And I walked up to the biggest crypt in this little gold mining town cemetery. I'm only 9 miles from where gold was discovered in 1849. And this guy, comes through. And I didn't realize until I went back that Sweet William Boy was William Palmer, and he was this big famous rancher that owned 3,000 acres in the immediate area, and he had all his cattle, and he was into gold mining, and so I've had a lot of EVPs from him, but I'll play it again so you hear it. You'll hear me asking if there's anybody there, kind of a thing, and then you'll hear this voice come through, and it was so surprising because it was like my first day out actually trying this stuff, and I had no hopes of getting a Class A ever, and it turned out to be one of my best ever. And believe me, I've got thousands of EVPs, and I've gotten some really great stuff in a lot of really haunted places. But this one means a lot to me because I've become kind of like friends with these spirits at this cemetery, and I really enjoy them. And when I go out there, I always get something good. But this is the best ever. So here we go. Play it again.
Okay.
You have something to say.
Now that is, again, I was near no one. The nearest power lines were 250 feet away. There was no one in the cemetery with me. And when I got home and played that damn thing, I was like, oh my God. How did I get that? I've since gotten many different things from William, and he's quite a talkative spirit, but that was the best he'd ever done. Let me go ahead and bring up Audacity, and what we're going to do is, let me see if you hear that. Can you hear a little bit of static there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm going to run a check recording, and then we're going to do kind of the way this process goes. Before I do that, I'm going to just kind of go through how this works. I'll do a five count and then run a check recording, make sure it plays back. And then what we'll do is I'll do a five count and hand off to you, and I'll ask you to have a single question, something you want to hear from someone special, and you can just call out their name and kind of picture them right now in your mind. So they're aware, and they're probably already aware you were going to do this. So, but what will happen is you can ask the question, and generally we will get a response of some sort. It may not be who you expect, so big warning there. But a lot of times we'll get really accurate stuff back, and I'll generally record from maybe 10 to 30, 40, 50 seconds, kind of trust my gut on what we're getting. And then we play it back and interpret it. So I'm going to go ahead and do a five count and just check the recording. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check, and stop, play it back. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, check. Okay, could you hear that? You couldn't?
No.
All right. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This should be coming through.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see what we get here. I'm going to go ahead and just do it, even though there may be a problem. But all right, here we go. I'm going to do a five count, then we're going to have you ask your question. And then I'll have you just don't go into like a run-on. where you're asking lots of questions. Just go into a single question. Can you keep it, you know, fairly succinct?
Like,
so here we go. You're all set?
A question to the EVT person?
Yeah, what we're going to do is you're going to, do you have like a relative or a friend or someone who's passed over that you want to ask a question of?
Okay.
Okay. So think of them in your mind. Picture that person or persons in your mind and the question that you want to ask. And I'm getting, I have something in here, by the way. So you, many of you know I have this thing called a mind lamp in the studio. And the mind lamp is very pink right now. That usually indicates there's a love thing going on with you. And it's staying pink. It's heavily pink. Is this person somebody you really cared about?
Fairly close.
Okay,
yeah.
It's turning purple, which is high spirit, highly evolved spiritually person. So there's a lot of good feelings. I mean, was there good feelings with this person?
Yeah, basically. I was kind of confused about asking for my grandfather, and then I was thinking about my aunt, and I told her she was really old when she died, and I asked her when she went to the other side if she would tell me the winning numbers when she got over there.
Oh, that's never going to work. You know that. The winning numbers, if you want to read something on this subject, pick up a copy of the lotto numbers. That's a new one for me. But here's the number, 16, 5, 10, 28. No, it's not going to work that way. They are all about lessons. They're all about, the close relationships we have. The winning lotto number, they're not going to give us, because if that's meant to be, that's one of the lessons we signed up for. Some people have real problems with wealth, and what will happen is they will be given the wealth, and then they'll blow it. And, they'll pass their tests, and they'll learn how to take wealth and work with it and acquire more. So that's kind of what I'm saying here. You know, I hope that we've got some of the question in mind. What I think is they're going to give you what you need, not necessarily what you want. How about that?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, let's try like the aunt, and you also had the grandfather, right?
Right.
Okay, come up with a question that maybe you can ask both of them, and we'll see if both come through. So, you know, it could be how are you doing. It could be, how many times did you play lotto and not win? But, so I'm going to go ahead and fire it up, and you be ready. I'll do the five count, you do the question, and then off we go, okay?
Can they, tell me, how somebody living is doing?
They could. They can look good on people. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, that's
right.
What I'd like them to do.
Okay, here we go. And realize it isn't always what you want. It's what you need. So here we go. We're going to do a five count.
Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one, go.
How's Mark doing?
Okay, I'm going to stop there. And basically what we're doing is I'm running a program called Audacity. And Audacity does, it's just a nice, simple audio editor. And what I'm doing is, I save the audio stream.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I save that is just in case, let's see, what is today? 02-25 today? Yeah, 02-25-12. And this is for Lori. And the reason I do that is sometimes this software will screw up, and if I save it, I can get it back. And that's always helpful, isn't it? So what we'll do, we'll go ahead and I'm going to take the audio and run a couple of filters. And this is the part where we begin to do the interpretation.
Okay.
And Now, what I'm going to do now is I'm taking the response. So I've got your question. Your part of the audio has been beefed up a little bit, but now I'm going to run the compressor on what we hope to be a spirit response. And basically, right, this looks pretty good. Yeah, you know, and one of these days I'm going to do a video of what you get, I see when I do this. I may put a video up on YouTube so you guys get the copy or get a view of what it is. I'm going through and doing what's called noise removals after I basically amplify what the other side is trying to bring through this white noise. And I kind of wash the noise away, and usually what is left is spirit voices, and we end up some really interesting stuff. And so I'm going to go ahead. I'm seeing a little bit of artifacts there, but I think this is going to be good. So I'm just going to keep washing it. And then what we do, so is I go through and begin interpreting like about 2 to 3 second runs through it, and we write everything down. And it develops like a picture, you know, or a painting. And I'm going to go ahead and run amplification here. And take that up to about 10 decibels. There we go. And now we're starting to see some what look to be vocal patterns. So this is starting to look like we got something. So let me go ahead and do a noise removal. I generally wash it about 4 to 5 times, and then it starts coming out. And then I can start. And this one's got a little more action on the left channel, which we always see. So I do think I've got a spirit voice here, but let me see what we get. Okay, that's looking pretty good. Let me do a test sample and just see if we get something that's worthwhile. And I'll run the compressor. Actually, I'm going to compress one more time just because I like that. Okay, let me just see how this plays, and let's see if you hear anything. Whoops, getting this wrong. I haven't done this in a few weeks, so I got to relearn my controls. Okay. I think, did you guys hear that out there? Did you hear it? You heard something, right? You probably heard something. You're going, what in the hell is that man doing? All right, so yeah. I'm going to play your audio, and here we go. Your question is?
How is Mark doing,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I've got to get another piece of paper here. And this is for Lori, EVP session. And we're going to pick it from six, and I read this off in seconds. So 6.5 seconds to 8. This is kind of a weird looking pattern. I'm going to try 6.5 to 9. This is going to be a stretch, but maybe I can pull it off. I try to go where I think the words are ending. So 6.5 to a little over 9. Wow, this is... If I read that right, that's a male. That's a male voice, and it's very wispy. It's very whispery, and I don't. I'm not even sure it would be your grandfather.
Uh-huh.
These are the reason I play it back over and over again is I've washed that out the best I could. There was a bit of a radio station in the background that was making that kind of high pitched whining noise. I don't generally like that. We'll find another frequency next time because sometimes I just get these things. But I am getting a voice in the background, and I think it says something like he's leaving in his car. In his car. Now, I don't know how – there's much more to go, but we're just going to keep going. So I think that's what I'm hearing. We're going to go ahead and take it from 9.5 to 11, and then it starts to break out into a little more recognizable patterns. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to throw that one out because that's just, that. I don't think that's even a voice. Let's take it from 11 to 13. Seven. This is something. One of seven. You think one of seven? Whoever this is talking about one of seven. And he's just. And it's very low. It's not your normal EVP at all. 13 to 15. Here we go. This one's a little easier for me. This is a male. This is definitely a male voice. I don't believe it is Grandpa because this is talking about Grandpa. It's saying peace with Grandpa or he's with Grandpa, and I can't tell which peace or he's or something. That first word is difficult, but you know he's with Grandpa or peace with Grandpa. But I'm hearing with Grandpa for sure in that particular fragment. Let me go to the next here, and it's there's they're this gets a little more talkative. 15 to, where do I pick the point here? I'm going to go 15 to 18 and risk it. Here we go. About Mark, right? I mean, you were asking about Mark.
Yes.
I don't believe Mark is passed, right?
Right.
He's on this. And
yes.
Mark is somebody who is, was Mark close to you?
Yes, my son.
Okay. Did Mark have children?
I don't think so.
What's the significance of the children live?
The children what?
The children live. It's like I don't know who this male spirit is. It's a consistent voice all through there. The way it sounds to me, if you were to strip out, I'll try to kind of duplicate it. The children live. That's how it sounds to me. You know, when I'm listening through all that horrible noise, and unfortunately, this is how it works with the other side communicating. You know, on air like this, it's not a, it's not like what you get on Ghost Adventures where it's so usually so clear. It's just not that way. Or like what I got my lucky first shot at, which you heard an EVP. You know, in like a best situation. But that's what I'm hearing. The children live. We'll just keep going with this. But what I get, if it was your son, your son's still alive.
Yeah.
Obviously far from you or not near you, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to just keep going with this, and we'll see what pattern develops out of this. So I did, we're going to do 18 to 20, and then it gets into some more interesting phrases here from the looks of it. Here we go. Was there pain with the separation between the two of you? And you, I mean, I don't want to go into it too deep. This is saying he's hurting. He's hurting.
Oh.
Yeah. 20 through 22 seconds, the next set. Here we go. And you'll notice I like to do it in 2-second sets because that's about how much my poor pea brain can handle with all that mm-hmm. auditory. Here we go, 20 mm-hmm. to 22. Okay, how far physically is he from you, would you guess?
On the other side of the United States.
Okay. The reason is, has this been separation been like a year or more?
Yes.
All right. It wasn't under the best circumstances. I mean,
correct.
There was like, was there words said? Is that's the kind of feeling I get?
No, he just won't speak to me because his father told him things that weren't.
So there were words said. It wasn't so much, yeah. Somebody said something that caused this whole thing to kind of. It says here he will come see you.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, he will come see you. Okay, here we go. 20 to, actually, oops, I'm wrong here. I got to write everything down because my brain is not here today. We're at the very tail of it, and I've got 22 to 25. I'm just going to go risk it and see if I can go whole hog here and get the whole thing. Here we go.
Okay.
It's a repeat. It's saying the same exact same thing. He will come see you. He will come see you. So here we go. I'm going to read now. Here's the part where we present the whole painting, if you will.
Okay.
It's a male, definite male voice, consistently male. Not sure if it is relative, but I would tend to think that it's either a guide or it's going to be somebody in your family who is not revealing who they are. He's leaving in his car, one of seven. I don't know what the one of seven means. This is definitely mysterious. Peace with Grandpa. I don't know if he's in some group or some kind of special team or something. I don't know. That's interesting. One of seven.
Yeah, he's in the Navy.
You might ask when you do get to talk to him. Ask how many people are in the team that he's on. Because he's saying, this is like evidentiary. This is something, there's a reason it was said, one of seven. Peace with Grandpa, or he's with, I'm going to say peace with Grandpa. So basically, Grandpa kicks in and says, hey, I'm cool. Right? That's kind of the feel I get. The children live. And I believe that may be kind of the family coming in through and just saying things are okay with the children. Then it gets into he's hurting. And he will come see you. He will come see you. So this is significant, and I'm going to resave this. Let's make sure we save this one, export. And I'm going to resave it with it all enhanced now. Make sure we got a copy. And if you want to, and you want a copy of this, so you could try to listen to it, although I've got an email for this, I can't send it to you. So if you want to go on my Facebook, you can go to the Facebook page, Soul Streams with an S, and try to get in contact with me there. Just send me a message there, and I'll definitely get this to you. So, bottom line I get here is, yes, unfortunate circumstance with Mark. But the thing is, this seems to have a happier ending. It does seem to want to turn around. Just give it a little time, and if you need to reach out, you may reach out, and it may change things. He is hurting. I don't think that he's totally bought into this whole notion that, you're all messed up and, it's this other person who did this, basically to you. This just isn't right, So I think it can get fixed. But the spirit world seems to be putting out hope for you.
So were you going to see, when I might see him?
That part they didn't give me. And from a mediumship perspective, I'm just going to say within 6 months. I mean, I would see springtime. Something's on his mind for this to be coming through. And if they're working with this way with you, you know, I mean, you know about the differences in the spirit body versus, you know, mind spirit, you know, mind body spirit. You know, that's the basic, you know, how the human organism is built. And when you are basically, you have big lessons going on, your higher self is talking with other people's higher selves all the time. You're actually in communication with him, whether you know it or not. Your earthly self doesn't know that. You're not connecting here in an earthly way. But those lessons are being learned, and then, you know, here at this level. But at, you know, when you go to sleep, you're actually speaking with him. You know, you're speaking with, you know, in places that you dream about, and then you lose track of those dreams because we're supposed to do that. And when you come here, then, you know, it's, this is the real proving ground where you're really internalizing lessons and then, you know, going forward. So what I get here is that you are, you know, you are going to see him. And, but if it were me, I would actually, and I do this all the time, I actually talk to people. I'll either, you know, pray about it, or I'll speak to them just out loud if I'm alone. And I'll start talking to people, even ones that are alive, because I know I'm talking to their higher self. And it's amazing how these things happen. Now, you know, I've got a father in the hospital, and dad is, you know, been really going through some stuff. We've had a lot of very, very personal family business going on, you know, here with end-of-life stuff going on. I'll just say that much. And it has been an incredible time. I've learned so much about people and the human spirit just in the last 5 years of going through this with dad. And now here we are at this moment where this is, you know, going to be, you know, the end of it. And there was some stuff that happened where we were basically put in a very hard spot by the hospitals and Medicare and all that. And we just basically just took the phrase, let go and let God. And we stood back and God came through. Today it happened. And we were like, I'm looking at mom going, holy crap, this thing really works. And she's laughing. And so, you know, that's what I'm saying is just trust in God, pray, reach out, and these things will work out. Okay.
Yeah.
Laura, you're going to be fine, sweetheart. Okay. Well, you take care. Do you want me to just keep you online listening in, or are you just going to listen on the...
I'd like to keep listening in.
Okay, I'll just put you on mute.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. You're a sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. We got 360. I'll go back to my other paper. See, I'm learning to write down what numbers I just did, so I know that way I don't go back to somebody I was on. Okay, so the next one is going to be 513. I see you out there, 513. I need to stand up for a second and take a short break. Let's see, and I'm going to just do another station break, and let's do a little love. We've been talking about love and family and all that stuff and romance. Let's do this one. All right, so you're listening to Soul Stream on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be back. Everybody grab a stretch or go to the bathroom or do what you got to do. We'll be right back.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
you know, it's really good to do this work and all the wonderful things that happened. But I have to admit, today I was sitting on a tractor dragging branches down a dirt road, and I'm happily driving along with my load that I think I have on it, and I look back, and my load is about 700 feet back. It fell out of the damn tractor, trailer rig, and I was like, I'm sitting there going, I am so screwed, and I had to go back and pack it all in, you know. Then I go back, and I get about probably all of maybe 50, 70 feet somewhere in there, and it fell out again, and I had some choice words for that load. But I got that damn load back where it's supposed to go. So, you know, you just never give up. That's a big thing. Let's see. What do we got going here? We're going to go with 513 and bring you on. And I see you guys like that music. Yeah, isn't it romantic music, good stuff on a nice Saturday night? It's cold out there. And by the way, I did get to see something very beautiful tonight before. I was just getting ready to come in and get ready to show, heated up and everything. And right near the moon setting sitting in the west, excuse me, there was this giant fireball just appeared out of the sky and headed right to the moon. I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice here, guys. Thank God for water. All right, so I saw this wonderful fireball. It's just neat stuff. So here we go. 513, you are on Soulstream. What's your name? And I'm losing my voice, and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Patty, and I'm from Ohio.
Hi, Patty from Ohio.
Hi.
What can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I would love to do the same thing that the previous caller did, if you don't mind.
Oh, my goodness, another EVP-er. Okay. Going to talk to the spirit world through the magic of electronics. All right, so we can do that. Do you have a question in mind?
Yeah.
Kind of like, a, you know, so you heard the whole thing.
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right, so what we'll do. And so I'm going to go ahead and clear that one out. And let me find a better frequency, because this one, I did have a little bit of a... Seems like tonight, I never can tell on the FM band quite where I'm going to find a really good channel. And so I have to play around with it. And I like to stick around about 103 megahertz. No, that's about as clean as it's going to get, 100.5. So I'm going to go with 100.5 megahertz, and we're going to do just a check recording, make sure we're still good. Okay, check, one, two, no, this isn't going to work, because guess what, Audacity just weirded out, so I'll just restart it. Okay, here we go. Yeah, it's a little better. 5-4-3-2-1, check. Play it back. Yeah, it's a little better. 5-4-3-2-1, check. Okay. You got your question ready?
Yes. There's someone specific that I'd like to contact.
Okay.
It's my Uncle Jim.
All right, Uncle Jim. Uncle Jim on the other side. Come
and
in.
And he usually
Sign
comes
Uncle Jim.
Through with
Come
my
in.
Grandfather. Sorry.
What's that?
He usually comes through with my grandfather. Which is actually his brother.
Night of the Grandfather at GRI at Soulstream. All right. Night of the Grandpa. Film at 11. All right, here we go. We're going to do a five count, and then I'm going to turn you loose. I'll say go, and then I'll close my mic down. So, and then we'll keep the question kind of, you know, as succinct as possible.
Okay.
And then they'll just run with it. So here we go. 5-4-3-2-1. Go.
Is there anything my Uncle Jim would like to say to me?
Okay, I'm going to stop right there, and let's go ahead and kick that off. And first things first, we'll just go ahead and run the first pre-processing and compress it. And then I'm going to grab your, yeah, let's see, yep, there's your, so you stopped at right about 6 seconds, and I took it out to, so we're going to analyze 6 to 26. So we got a good 20 seconds of audio. And believe it, that doesn't sound like much till you start reading it, and then you start getting things.
Okay.
So I'll run the compression. And the technique I use, like a lot of you know, but some of you may not know, is I use Audacity, a freely available software. And then I run, there's basically noise removal and compression technology built right into the software. And I just managed to work out a method that seems to work for me. And I've shared it with other paranormal researchers and EVP researchers. And I'm basically, I have no ego about holding on to this technique. There are people out there on Blog Talk and other shows that are beginning to do this stuff quite a bit, like similar to what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so,
neat.
The more the merrier. Goodness gracious!
Yeah,
you know,
I didn't think this could be done on the radio. I think it's really, really neat.
Well, you know, I have Kathy's Distant Echoes to thank for this. My dear friend Kathy Bradshaw, she kind of got me started on this with another person in Canada. She's now in Canada. But this, it was called Telephone Bridge. And we did a similar type of technique, but we were doing it on telephone and then recording and then going back. And I was brought in, and I took it and just ran with it. And it took about a month, and I worked out how to do this on air, and a lot of trial and error and mistake making, and you know, and then just really remarkable things started happening, and then that led me to mediumship, and you know, and it's just been a wild ride ever since. So just love it. I mean, it's a lot of fun, and not only that, I mean, you learn. Everybody comes in with a different story, and you just learn so much about humanity and love and tragedy and hope and all the things in between, and you just find out that everybody pretty much wants the same thing. They just wanted to make sure everybody's okay. And they're trying to just figure out what's going on in their lives, and they've got their hopes and dreams, you know, and it's just the neatest thing. I'm getting some nice stuff here. This is like this guy's chatty. This one's chatty.
He's probably trying to get it all in while he can.
I got to get it in 20 seconds. This medium. This damn medium won't let me talk. I used to do it where we did two, and sometimes I will do that, but I've got so many callers. I'm just going to try to, hold it where we can get everybody in. So I'm going to, I can, this guy is so easy. I mean, I can tell I'm going to have something here, because what he did is the left channel. I get two channels that I'm looking at, you know, left and right channel, and it's for stereo. And they generally on the left channel are there's much more signal there. And this one's just like really up there.
Oh, good.
So,
well, my grandfather, he can really let you know he's there. So,
okay.
And they usually come together.
Well, I'm going to take it here and play once for your question. Here we go.
Is there anything my Uncle Jim would like to say to me?
Okay, Uncle Jim or Grandpa. And so here we go. Almost the same exact timing as the last one, 6 seconds. So you guys were like right on track there. Let me see what we got. Usually I get a strong burst to start, and this one just is kind of leading in and then getting louder right down the line. So we're going to try it 6 to 7.8 seconds. I'm going to guess here. Okay, Patty, that is a male voice. What was his name again?
Jim.
Okay, I'm getting. Is there someone named Jeff?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because I'm trying to see if I'm hearing it right. All right. It's so hard. I can't tell if it's Jeff or Jim, and I'm just I'll lean to Jim.
Okay.
But what I'm hearing is Jim or Jeff is near me. Okay. And so this male, unknown male, is speaking, And but it is a, definitely a male energy. This is not feminine at all. 7.8 to almost 10. Here we go. Second set. Now, are you hearing, this is one of, this is, by the way, everybody, this is a very nice EVP. This is probably class B. It's not like class A, like the one I played for you from the cemetery. But, are you know, Patty, are you hearing that kind of speaking going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll play it again for so everybody can hear that. Right there, right there. Okay, this is about you. This male energy is saying that you, specifically, Patty, feel spirit. Are you like open to? Are you open psychically, or you know, in a mediumistic way?
A little bit, yeah, yeah. And
okay.
Yeah, I've kind of heard. I kind of am able to pick up a little bit, not a whole lot, but and my grandfather. I'm in contact with him almost every day. He's done things to show me that he's there. And
okay, this I'm gonna just before I because I don't know. I'm just gonna just say that I think this is Grandpa coming through.
Probably,
but
yeah.
But
his energy is very strong.
He says you feel spirit. That's what this man says. So and it's a very. Your grandfather was exceptionally, would I say, bold in life, or he was very. There was he had an air of dominance.
Probably.
Was he a dominant? Was
well,
he a dominant
passed,
male?
He passed before I was born, so I never really knew him in life. So, but I've kind of developed a relationship with him now.
Do you sense that quality about him that he was dominant?
Yeah, yeah. He had kind of a rough personality.
Well, that
not
there,
rough,
yeah. He's
direct.
I mean, he's the kind of man. If I met him, which I have met him because he's here, but if I met him in life, he would be basically. I'd walk in a room, and this guy would command attention. You know, he'd be like a natural leader. That's the kind of feeling I'd get out of him. So, but he's just right, you know, and he's an extremely good communicator. This is, I really like these kinds of spirits.
It's amazing. I mean, I've been touched. I've had things move, and it's all him.
Yeah, Nancy is sitting here in the chat room saying the high-pitched stuff I can't get, but behind that there's no sound like sounds of talking. That's exactly it, Nancy. And when you're hearing it in studio, I've got high-quality cost headphones on. You know, and all my studio stuff, and I pick it up, and not only that, I've just done thousands and thousands of EVPs. I mean, you get an ear for it.
Yeah.
So, but this guy is easy. I mean, 12 or 10 to 13 seconds. Quite a bit of phrasing here. Let's see what we get. Here we go. Okay, that's pretty easy.
Oh, I hear, can you help me? Something I'm real?
Well, you're hearing, yeah, this is exceptionally clear stuff, but I'm going to say I'm hearing something else.
Okay.
I'm going to broach this as diplomatically as I can. Is your mom a little bit, is your mom's with us still here on this side, right?
Yes.
And your mom, can she be a little bit over the top?
A little bit, in some respects.
Can she be, is she like nice? Over
oh,
the top?
She's very nice, but she definitely wants everyone to follow her ideas and her plans of how you should be, especially health-wise.
Did Grandpa disagree with her about some things in life?
I don't know. He might have.
Well, he's right out with it. He says here, your mom, she is crazy.
Oh.
I'm in that uncomfortable position of the medium has to tell him this message. You said what?
That's okay. That's okay, but I disagree.
Message, don't shoot me. Hey, I just, you know, spending my money. I'm Western Union, you know. But I think he means it in a funny way. I think he's trying to bust her chops, okay? But he's saying, come on.
This wouldn't surprise me. I could, you know, expect that coming from him, so.
He is a hell of a comedian. I'm going to save this, but I got to say, I just realized I hadn't saved it yet. Let me export this so I do not lose it. Okay, 02. 2512, and this is Lori, right? No, Patty, sorry.
Patty, yeah.
Sure, I'm about ready to shoot myself. I would have written over Lori's one. Okay, here we go. We got that, and that's saved off, and I feel better now. So we did 10 to 13. Let's go 13 to 15, and this might be one that I've got. He's running on quite a bit, and he's very chatty.
I'm a little scared about what he might say.
Here we go, 13 to 15. Would you, you're a young woman, right? You're in your 20s, 30s, you know? He says you're so pretty.
Oh, really?
You're so pretty.
Aw.
You're so pretty. Yeah, you're so pretty.
Aw, that's nice of him to say.
Yeah, it's just a compliment here, so that's good. Always good to get a compliment. But let's go 15.5 to 18. Here we go. Next one. Difficult one, but I think I've got it figured out. Is there more than one of you in the family who are kind of sensitive, pick up on things?
No, not that I know of. He could be talking about my father, my dad, his son.
Do you talk, when you're on the phone, have you had anything happen on the phone where you've heard voices that might not be the regular voice you're calling?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, there's two possible meanings to what I got here. One is, let's share this phone, or the other is, let's share this fun, or something like that. Let's share his fun. There's something along that line, and it's the problem I'm having is the last two words, his fun or this phone.
Hmm.
So we'll just kind of leave that open and see if that maybe will get a little more clear as we go on. One thing I found with these, EVPs have a development time, just like film. And what I found is if you go back to it a little bit later, it seems to gel a little better, and then we can get more out of it. And I don't, it's almost like they have time to fix in. So, you know, we get them fresh off the boat. I mean, I'm reading them fresh off the press, and the ink is still drying, you know. And that's kind of how it is. It's
wow.
Weird. And, I mean, and I have a background in recording technology. I mean, I've done everything from, you know, NASA telemetry tapes, you know, blocking factors, 9-track tape. I did a lot of 8mm, you know, all that stuff, you know, and all different kinds of audio systems. So I look at this stuff, and I go, and for the life of me, for all my years of work I've done in this field, I have not the slightest clue how we get this crap, and I just, but I love it. I mean, I'm having more fun with this, so I've got the experience, but the physics eludes me. But I do know this, and I think this is going to come out more in the EVP literature. Is there seems to be this time for these things to fix in, and then more comes out, and it's like a development, you know, like old film. You know, when you'd have film and you'd put it in the bath and you'd develop it, and then you'd fix it, you know, and then you'd make it stable, and then you could, you know, take and, you know, print the pictures. that's the same with this whole kind of thing.
Hmm.
So here we go. 18 to 20 seconds. This is easy. It's either keep praying for me or keep praying for him. But I know it's keep praying for. That's for sure.
Okay.
Basically keep praying. Do you say prayers regularly?
I do, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then they're being heard. Trust me. And it's
okay.
Helping. Yeah. And it's a two-way street. It not only do we get things because we pray for things to help us, but when we pray for others who passed on and others in our lives who are alive, it's a two-way street, you know, and we're giving that energy back, and it just lifts everybody higher. So it's good.
Oh, yeah. Whenever somebody, I know that someone who has passed, I always say a prayer for them.
Okay. Well, let's see. We'll keep going here. 20 to 23. And he's lightening up a little bit, so I think we'll have some meaningful stuff here. Let's see what we get. Do you have a family member by the name of Kevin?
Kenneth. Yes, that's his
okay,
son.
Okay, that's it. Is Kenneth on this side?
Yes, that's his son, my father.
Okay. Let me play this back because I want to make sure I'm getting it right. Okay, I'm going to just go with it. I'm just going to pass the message on. Some messages we need. And sometimes they're busting our chops, and sometimes they're poking fun at us. This one, this one is Kenneth kind of got a strange sense of humor? Or is he kind of goofy?
Yeah, you could say. He probably got that from my grandfather. They're both a bit
odd.
Let
me tell you what. Grandpa says Kenneth is weird. They don't lose their personality on the other side. You don't know that.
He's a bit
Kenneth
weird
is
himself.
Weird. He's weird. Okay, cool. And you're talking to somebody who invented weird. But so Kenneth is weird. All right, so I'm going to keep going. We're right at the end. This is a funny reading. This guy is good.
This is, yeah.
23 to 26, here we go. Okay, this may relate to you. I mean, one thing I'm getting very clearly in my mind, and this seems to be... And the mind lamp just turned pink, which is love. And the mind lamp is a quantum device we use in studio that when I read, I tend to use, I'm a gadget freak, as everyone you know. And I have these devices that around me that seem to react in conjunction with my reading. So spirits seem to come in, and it's a perfect rose colored red. I need to put my camera back up so you guys could see it, and I'll start sharing that again. But this is something else. Let me replay it.
The lamp is like detecting energy?
Yeah, it seems to react in conjunction with what we're doing in studio. And spirits do come in the studio. The space is blessed. You know, we do work in here. And it's very special, you know, this studio. So it's used for one purpose only. It's for this work, you know. And so they tend to come in, and we've had all kinds of things happen. I get knocks on the walls. I'll get cold spots. We get the works. Oh, God. And equipment goes off. So it's still blood red, and it's going between blood red and pink. And it tends to shift based on these inputs that are coming from wherever they're coming from, which I believe is spirit. So we're going to, let me play this again so I've got it right. Do you play music a lot? And are you playing it in the home a lot, like loud? Do you play your music loud?
Yes, I do. Not
okay.
loud,
that's,
but...
but you're playing it, you know, you're turning it on and you're playing it. Is it like a almost a constant theme in your life, is the music?
Yes.
All right. Well, you have an audience that's listening with you because he says, love to hear music. Love to hear music. So let's go back to the initial question, which I don't think they answered. I think they're giving you more evidentiary as to what you need, not what you wanted to hear. So
yeah, well, that's
that.
Okay.
My Uncle Jim would like to say to me.
Okay, so Grandpa and I think Grandpa took the command and Jim wasn't saying much.
That doesn't surprise me.
But
he did say he was near, so, and they are usually together.
Yeah, Jim is near me.
He's Jim's kind of quiet. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's kind of thing. I'm just going, okay, Gramps is the one doing all the talking, and I think probably Jim is nodding head, but what I'm getting is Jim is near me. You feel spirit. Your mom, she's crazy. You're so pretty. Let's share this phone or let's share his fun. But there's something, I have a feeling that what he's trying to do is I think he's warning you that he's going to play some pranks on you with a phone. And spirits do that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So start hearing weird stuff with the phone. Phone rings. There's nobody on it. Phone rings from a number that is like doesn't exist. That could be him. And just say hi, Gramps. And that's probably his they love to play with our electronics, okay?
Oh,
so
he loves
just
to play jokes, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pranks.
So he may have found a new trick to sleep. So, but what I've got here is keep praying for me, keep praying for him, for Jim. That's it. Keep praying for him, for me, for Jim. So
that's
I'm going to look at this.
Worry
I definitely
me a little
try,
bit.
But keep praying.
Yeah.
It's basically, now, Jim's alive or Jim's over there?
No, he's over there.
Well, that there's no worry here. I think what it is it's just it helps their spirit development along. You just keep praying for them.
Okay.
Kevin or no, Kenneth is here. I forgot to scratch that. Or Kenneth is weird. Kenneth is weird. They're just making observations to let you know they're aware of what's going on with people and their basic characteristics. And then he just wants you to know that Grandpa wants you to know that he's just a rant, and I think that Jim maybe too, but Grandpa's really into your music and likes to see how you are when you're with your music. So,
okay.
I mean, really, really neat reading. What I can do is on my Soul Streams page with an S on Facebook, if you want to just go there and shoot me a note, then I can go ahead and email this to you if you just want to pass on me.
I don't have Facebook. Can I do it on Blog Talk? Can I send you an email
BTR
there?
And go to, yeah, just send to my thing there. But I get like so many emails from all the other hosts that I'm subscribed to that notify me that they're doing a show. So get it in there, and then I'll look for it tonight, and I'll make sure I get that.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. This has been really fascinating.
I had a good time, too. It's good that, you've got an interesting grandpa, and he really seems to be connected with you all the time.
I know. Yeah. I've gotten kind of used to him being around all the time. But
okay. Well, thanks, Patty. Pleasure having you on.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Do you
Take
want me
care.
To put you on the hold so you can listen in, or are you just going to
go
off?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah.
All right, see you, my dear. All right, 11:14, about 15 minutes left in the show. I've got a full board. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do speed reading, and it's going to be I got a whole bunch of you out there. So we're going to go one question only, and I'm just going to run right through, and here we go. 513. Oh, wait a minute. I just had you on. Sorry about that. Duh. 814, we're going to bring you on in just a second. And what I'll do is I'll say this. We'll run over stream as long as it takes to get everybody read, and that'll go into archives. So At 11:29, I'll just chip in and say goodbye to everybody, but we will be in. So if you want to listen into the rest of the show, just dial in and do not raise your hand, and we'll just keep going on. So here we go. 814, you're on SoulStream. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Shannon, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Shannon from Pennsylvania. Fine place.
Okay, I actually really have two very, very, very important questions, and I am very grateful that I got to speak with you this evening.
All right.
It's been months, and I've been trying to get in.
All right.
First off, I'm really concerned with what's going on with my youngest son.
All right.
If you could give me any insight on that. His dad has him. His dad actually...
Father, and I'm going, what's going on with dad? So, yeah, keep going.
So his dad took him. I'm fighting. I have sole custody, but the way that the state is run, I had to refile for custody and go in front of the judge, which is really stupid because I can't just go over there and get him. That doesn't make any sense to me, but that's how they work here. And my youngest son isn't talking to his brother. He's not talking to his grandmother. He's not talking to me whatsoever. And I call every single day to talk to my son. So I don't know what's going on.
All right. It's very tense in that home. Would I be correct in saying that your ex is extremely angry?
Yes.
An angry persona. I would hesitate to say that there's a lot of, if not, I'm not going to use the word violence, but I think it's close to it. The atmosphere there is very oppressive, and I think the children are not in a healthy place. That would just be my instinct. Did your ex come from a similar type of background, a kind of a home that was similar?
I'm not sure. He doesn't have a relationship with his father, and he said that his stepmother was very mean.
Yeah, but that would be a big yes then. basically, what I'm seeing is a repeat here. I would just say this, follow up on everything with due diligence. I mean, this is not a healthy situation. And, definitely I'm picking up that I don't pick up exactly what is going on, in terms of the violence, to me it's like mental. I'm not sure that there's
exactly.
A physical thing. I think that they're being, he's treating them like they're little men instead of children and letting them be kids. And that's the sense I get. So
okay.
It's, he's trying to make them into adults before they're ready. I mean, does that sort of sound, that's just the sense I get.
Well, children's services are not listening to me, and I keep telling them and keep telling them, and they're just not listening to me.
Yeah, what I'm going to say is you've got a rough patch ahead of you with this. This is not, you're going to need help. Definitely. I mean, I picked up on dad immediately when you started to talk, and I know something here. What I get out of this is you're going to need some more help with this, and I don't know what situation your family is in to help you with this. I don't know that that's possible, but what I do know is this. Do not give up. Just keep fighting for those kids, okay? So that's the big thing.
Well, it's... my youngest is there, but he has a stepson.
Yeah, it's just, I just don't feel good about the whole situation. I mean, my feeling is you're exactly right to have the feelings you're having. And you psychically as a mother are very attuned. It's sort of a natural way of things with children and mom. There's that bonding that's much more than just something that, is just that we would say is, oh, it's this family thing. It's definitely psychic. And trust your instincts on this one. But fight for your children. That's my advice at this point. Believe what you're feeling.
We have custody again because I kept filing for contempt and we have custody again on the 23rd and I have everything documented. documented down.
It doesn't. The thing that bothers me is the thing that bothers me with this whole thing is I just feel there's something. I just feel like he's got something in mind, and I don't know what it is. And this guy's just, he's really messed up. This dad, he's really messed up in the head. And so, I mean, if I were you, I would be right on top of everything. That's the best I can give you at this point. So
okay.
my best to you, darling.
Oh God. Well, I guess I'm going to skip my second question. But do you see everything going okay for custody?
I think you've got some real challenges ahead of you. I'm going to be very blunt. I think that where this is going could be. I would be watching where the children are at and keeping close tabs at all times. That would be my instinct right now. This is not going to be easy. That would be my your best to just, it would be really good to be sure that you know dates, times, everything, and you are aware of the movements of these people, where they're going to be, and be checking on it. That's just, I wouldn't trust this. Everything is screaming at me. This guy's got a real screwy thing going on in his head about you and the custody and the whole thing. It's pretty messed up, you know. And I've dealt with a psycho, you know, who is, you know, my ex-wife's ex-husband, the first husband, was definitely an interesting case, and he made our life hell. And him and I got into it quite often, and at one time physical. And he tried to break down my door, and he broke my jaw, and I broke two ribs of his, and it felt really good because he pissed me off bad. I mean, I'm usually a very easygoing guy, but this guy was out there, and that's kind of the feeling I get with this character. He's got a male dominance thing going on, and he's just not right in the head. That's just my instinct. So,
Well, you know what? That's why my partner, who is in Oregon, he's waiting for me to come back there. I came back to take care of some stuff, and my ex pulled this. But that's why my partner will not come here, because he says he would end up in jail because he wants to take my ex out.
Yeah, no, it's, keep the situation as is, you know. You're wanting to make sure that you don't lose the one that you care about, and that's another tragedy in the middle of all this.
It's rough on the person
who's, like myself. I got put in a situation that really wasn't my deal, but as a husband, I had to step in to deal with this crazy person who was busting down my door and invading my property. You know, and it was not cool. And he didn't recognize my authority till I broke his $200 sunglasses with my fist. And then he beat me up, and, you know, I was talking funny for a few weeks, you know. But the bottom line is, you know, in this case here, we'll consider this answered here because I got to move on. But what I'll say is this, stay alert, because this is definitely not over, and I don't see this being over for some time. You know, watch what's going on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Shannon. All right. Take care, dear.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to jump through one question only. We're going to make it quick. Here we go. 602, you're on SoulStream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, John. It's Colleen. I'm in Missouri.
Hi, Colleen in Missouri.
I wanted to see if you could get in contact with my grandma. I haven't heard from her. I've heard from a lot of my other family, but nothing from her. My mother's mother.
Okay, mom, grandma, and she's, you know, she's passed. Is what you're saying to me, right? She's definitely passed.
Yes. Yeah.
She's showing me a river. I'm getting river. Was there? I'm being shown a home. This is partly, I think, to show evidence of who this is coming through.
Okay.
I had shown a home near a fairly substantially sized river, like it's a river property or near water. Was this was she ever living near or almost on top of water?
Yeah, actually.
Was this home like? Was this something she lived in, like she would in her younger years to middle years?
The one I'm thinking of was probably, I'd say probably when they were like in their 50s.
Okay.
They had an apartment on the canal that's right next to the lake. And.
Okay, yeah, because I was having trouble trying to pick what time frame. But so middle year she was around this. Was that where, I don't think that's where she was when she passed.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. What is the deal with the cars? Was she, fins. I'm seeing 50s, style, 40s style, big fins, big finning, fin car. What's the deal with the cars?
I grew up in Detroit, and they all worked for Ford. My grandfather actually knew Henry Ford.
Okay. All right. So,
they did a lot of my father actually designed some of the dashboards in cars and things like that. So, my grandfather would have been involved in those old, the 40s, 50s cars.
Okay. So I'm on to the right crew. Grandpa then would be coming through, and I'm definitely getting her coming through. They've both shown me, some symbols of where they're at. They're very aware of what's going on with you. And I mean, are you are talking to them, right? I mean, the sense I get is you are sending, messages, and you're trying to get through to them.
Yeah, I talk to my dad and my grandpa a lot because I feel them more.
Well, they were very easy to get hold of. I mean, when I really concentrated, it was like they came right through. Children in your children? You have children, yes?
No.
Who's got the children in proximity to you?
Proximity.
Or are you around children? Are you around children?
No, I'm not around children.
Who's the person
with
children in the family?
My two sisters have children.
Are these children teenage years?
Not quite. 11.
Okay, coming up on teens. Who's the one that's in trouble?
Ooh, I didn't know any of them were in trouble.
Somebody got in themselves into a peck of trouble recently. I don't know that it's bad, but I know this is. The grandparents are saying they're aware of somebody got into a little bit of a jam. And so that's all I'm saying is, I think John is surprised every time he gets a detail accurate. That giggle laugh he does is funny. You're funny. I'm just sitting there reading that. I do do that. I never realized that about myself. I sort of laugh. Oh, I got something right. Oh, I'm surprised. What the spirits are talking to me. Spock, bones. I'll tell you what, let me close the show down, but we'll keep rolling in, and everybody stay online, and I will, I'll say hi to everybody out there in chat, and we will keep chat running. Blue Energy, Carrie Whisper, Castle 407, Gerber Daisy TM, we've got some guests out there, JB34, Jeannie Marie, Kathy K711, Loretta 1986, Mother Jerry, Nancy Mum, Psychic of Light, and Sarah Lint is out there with husband Spencer is out there. Spiritual Journey Radio, and we've got Tash Fabulous, absolutely outstanding, fabulous. And we've got Valerie Renee. So thank you guys for being on with us. I'm just going to jump right back into the reading, and we will go off stream, so dial in. You've got a little bit of time left, 646-478-0377. So let's continue on here, Colleen. I'm getting the children. They're bringing up the children, and so I never. That's a part I always have trouble with. We're assigning children to the person who I'm reading, trying to understand this. And the thing is, somebody is in got themselves. I don't think this is criminal trouble. I think somebody did something stupid, and this is in the last 2 weeks. So there's a stupid dumbass thing. That this one of them have just done, and it's like one of those family stories. Stupid. What's that?
That could have been anybody in my family.
This one is. Let me put it this way. This is like the kind of story that you would talk about 30 years from now. See, I had. This is one of those dumbass stories that even the spirit world is looking at, going, "Wow, I got to bring that one up." So, I mean, that's kind of, and they're laughing about this. They think this is funnier than crap. I mean, they really do. We're off stream now. So hang on, everybody out there that's listening in. So, but we are, so this person did something really dumb. It's just dumb. I don't know, and I don't know the sex of who the kid is.
I was going to ask if it's the boy or the girl, but yeah.
Are there two of them that are kind of tied at the hip, boy and girl, in the, you know, are they brother-sister kind of thing? Or cousins? I mean, it's something, you know, there's like...
The boy and the girl that are very close together are cousins.
The cousins?
Yeah,
okay.
From my two
and
sisters, yeah.
And they're always together?
There's also twins, so there's six of them all together.
Well, I know this much. What I know is this: two of them, who are close together, kind of did something really stupid. I mean, it's incredibly bad. I mean, it's like, if you haven't heard about it by now, you will be hearing about it. So just.
Becca.
Yeah, you're hearing about it now. I would make some phone calls because I have a feeling you're gonna find out. With regard to you, my minor health concern with you, in particular.
Yeah.
I don't. Why are you showing me legs? Is there a problem with your legs or a leg?
One's got diabetes, and somebody else told me that they thought I had a blockage in one leg. I do have diabetes.
Okay, that makes sense then. They're really pushing on you to be very careful. That would be the concern. They're just kind of giving you a nudge. Hey, watch your health. You don't want to get here too early. We want to make sure you keep all your parts. You know, we don't want you having like a robo foot. You know, a little
right.
spring thing.
I don't want anything cut off either. Okay.
Yeah, and so this is their concern. Just watch what you're eating. Watch, you know, look at the circulation in your feet. I happen to know that everything from meditation and also. Having massage on your feet, especially if you have diabetes, is really good for that. So, definitely talk with your provider about, you know, those sorts of things, and they'll help guide you to the right treatments and stuff. But they're not overall concerned with things going on with you other than that. So, they're aware of you. You can reach out to them and speaking of meditation, reach out to them and you'll be able to, get into contact with them. They're very easy to talk with. I mean, I got symbols out of them like, you know, tomorrow, bang, 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 you know, and what is the deal with the spiders? She is showing me, did she do artwork of something, you know, or was she, or was the house full of spiders? I mean, she's showing me spiders, spider webs.
I don't know.
Or am I seeing? I might have the symbol wrong, but it's either something like glass. Did she do stained glass windows or something like that? I mean, it's something that looks crackly. I mean, I'm getting it wrong because I know I'm not getting the symbol quite right. But what I saw was spider web. Then I saw, you know, they're kind of trying to get it through to me, but I'm seeing like these lines all over. And did she make things? Was she like?
No, not that I know of.
Well, they're showing me something to do with this crinkly, flat thing that had lots of spidery looking things. So I don't know what to make of that. And I can't read that symbol. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I cannot read what you're showing me. Sorry. Let me think here. I'm going to stick. Let's just say this. Let's let that go. Because whatever it is, did she crochet? That's it. Nancy. Thanks, Nancy.
Oh, no. That's so funny. I just was thinking about doing that. I just bought a crochet needle.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Nance. Yeah, you saved the reading.
I was gonna make the nephews scarves and stuff for next year.
Oh, okay. So they're just letting you know they're like right there. So it's just an encouragement that they're like a shade away from you. So
okay.
Yeah, no, they're in tight. You know, you've got easier communications with some, but you can develop that. So do the meditation, you know, stuff. You know, go read up on that a little bit. It's out there on Google. And maybe get some tapes, and it'll help open that up and develop. It'll help develop that sense so that the ones that are a little harder to reach will come through. But no, they're with you. They're very aware of what's going on. Check the thing with the kids.
Okay,
it's gotta be good.
Wow. Okay. I'll let you know when I call home to find out what happened over there too.
Yeah. Let me know. Come back on. You know, when we're on next week.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's see. 4:06. I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, wait. 6:02. I've got that. And we've got... Let me read off who we got left. 4:06, 5:10, 9:56, 7:08, 5:62. So I'm going to go in that order. And we'll try to keep it succinct, but I'm glad you guys are sticking with it. We will get to all of you. Okay. 6:02, you are, oh, I just had you. Oh, I'm hitting the wrong buttons here. Where was I at here? So I did 6:02. 4:06, there it is. 4:06. This is why I write things down. 4:06, you're on SoulStream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, John. This is Daryl from Montana.
Oh, cousin Daryl.
How's it going?
Dude. Hey, I'm like reading a little, you know, I'm out here in California, you know,
yeah,
we're just like walking around in really good weather, you know.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is my cousin, everybody, and this
Better
is Daryl.
Better than the weather in Montana.
He's up in Montana, and he is a very, very talented medium and sees spirits and has direct, a very haunted home. Lots of interesting things that happen around. So first time on my show, thank you for calling in, my friend.
Not a problem.
So what is it that brings you to my doorstep here on Blog Talk, other than just wanting to say hi to your cousin?
Well, you've been wanting me to call here, so here I am. Where do we go?
I know last time we talked about spirit activity, you've obviously got a wonderful story for me because I know I can say this much. Have the female spirits been very active in the house?
Mm-hmm.
You have a feminine spirit? There's a female spirit that's been like all...
There's three of them.
Wow.
Yes.
What's going on with female spirits?
Well, I got a little kid that likes to run around and play in my daughter's room. Then like to play tricks with my wife, running into the bathroom and then disappearing.
Oh, that's always a cute one. You've got one of those.
Yeah. She's got a really funny giggle when you get to hear it. So then I got this nice little one that likes to wander across the windows outside my house. And then there's another one that likes to play tricks on my wife. I think that's quite funny. So,
and how, are you like in town proper where you're at?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the town. I mean, you're in like a little housing development or something like that?
Well, it's just like a house from like 1901.
Okay.
Just a little one right on the edge of town.
We're sitting on it. Now, to let the audience know, I mean, you and I... When I was last in Montana in 2000, I think, it was the year 2000, and you and I, see, he was with me when we both went up that trail, and we went to that miner's cabin, and we got chased out of there by a grizzly.
Yep.
And
no gun, no nothing.
Oh yeah, and I had the metal detector, and I was playing like I had a gun, and you were going, you were saying, oh my God, it's going to get us. I'm going, no, it's going to get the old guy. That's me. And you're like all happy about it, you know. And I'm like, don't be so happy. But we, you know, we fought our way through that together and got out of that, and it was really an interesting situation. Remember, this was early in some of my developmental stuff going on, but we saw that woman by the side of the road, that spirit woman, and that really kicked you off.
Yeah, because I can't figure it out. Still haven't figured it out.
And you have, I mean, you've gone back to that spot and tried to deal with that, right? I mean, you've tried to find out who she was.
Every time I go back,
I'll make a pitch to you on this, because I do have your recorder to send you, by the way, so I have not forgotten that. We've had a busy week with Dad, as you've heard. I would like to do is maybe one night have you dial in, and you know, definitely know that I've got your number, you know, the 406 stuff going on here, so I know who I got. What we'll do is we can try to find out who she was, and I have a way to do that.
Okay.
And we could do that with EVP on air. So we may be able to find that. Now, I remember that was, we were driving down the road towards your grandparents' house, and it was heading out almost to Thompson Falls there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the side of the road. It was off to the right, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled off.
Because I was driving.
Saw that. Yeah, and I saw that thing, and I was like, what the hell? So that is what I'm going to say is we should do that where you and I both are on air together. And this might also be a good exercise for you, because you've been doing this stuff. See, he's getting stuff happening where he's seeing them all the time. I mean, I would kill to have some of the stuff happen to me that you do. It's like amazing. And he,
well, the one that really gets me is the scratch one. That's the one that really just torques me. Really just pisses me off, because I'm getting tired of it, you know.
Yeah, he's you're basically the children of the paranormal guy who's grown up, and he's had a lot of this stuff happening. I'm sure there were things happening before this all kicked off, really, where you know, the appearance where I was there, and it was almost like a catalyst that kicked you off in your development. And then I was so surprised when we got in contact years later, and all these things started happening. And this has been a rolling theme through our family. I mean, so here's proof in the pudding. I mean, we've got Daryl here, you know, relative of mine. And the whole chain of us, you know, through my mom's clan, this thing just seems to run through, and it hits in various levels, and different gifts come through, and we just are blown away. You are extremely strong with this, and you're dealing with earthbounds. You seem to have more of the earthbound activity going on near you. And there's, you know, and we've talked about ways to control that, you know, but obviously they're still messing with you. But I really sense that you're going to, I think that with some more work and things, I think you're going to get into some mediumship work, because I really feel that with you, that you are going to do spirit work. So, I mean, I just, you know, and my mind lamp just turned absolutely deep blue and purple. So, I mean, that's high spirit. You are very gifted in what you do. You know, it's just learning to control it. And right now it's sort of controlling you a little.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You know, it's like, I remember you talked about that place you went where you went by and you walked in. There were a whole lot of bad things that happened at that one house. You remember telling me about that?
Yeah, and I think I just found out about that the other day. I think it was burned to the ground. Afterwards.
Yeah. If I were in your position, and I would be getting, you know, I would be going through the training, some of the training protocols and types of schooling that I've been through. But not only that, once you were done with it, if I had somebody like you on a paranormal investigation, it would be invaluable, because I mean, I can sense stuff and I go in and I'm routinely doing it. But having another person, especially somebody who can do earthbound so well, I mean, you could can actually help cross them over. You can do all sorts of stuff. And you've got that down, you know, in spades. But I really think that you're just getting to the part of where you're really going to hit your stride. So, you know, I just say immerse yourself in this. You know,
right now it just seems like I keep picking more and more up, no matter where I go.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, you know, it's like I do EVPs, you know, and I'm an EVP magnet. I go, if I take a recorder with me, you know, everybody goes, why do you get so many EVPs? You know, we don't get any. And it's like, well, yeah, but I'm a medium and they talk to me and it's like I got this thing around me and they all talk into my spirit box here, you know. And it's like I can't help that they do that. I mean, I have no frigging control over it. So don't blame me for getting the messages. I mean, this is the way it works. You know, so you see me on air. I mean, I'm doing these EVPs on air. They talk to me. I mean, that's how it is. You're in the same boat. You've got this thing that follows you around, and you have no real control over it. It's only the only thing you have control over is how you relate to it, how you deal with it. And when you can come to terms with that, and you use it as the gift that it is, and to do good with it, then you're driving the boat. You know, and have you ever watched Children of the Paranormal, like Chip Coffey and, you know, and Edie Nathan on A&E channel?
No, I watched the one on, the Travel Channel one.
Lockdowns?
Were they staying at night?
No, this is basically looking at how children relate with the paranormal. And it's kind of, I think it would be, it's not so much that you're a child, you're definitely a grown man. But what I think is that you may recognize things that happen to you. And the reason is I know you're a father, and you've got children who I think are having, you know, like it's possible they could have experiences and they can inherit what you've got. And so it's a case of be prepared because you may have to be the guide for them too.
Well, I'm pretty much doing it for my wife now because she's starting to notice things, so.
Well, you're going to have more with that, and that's what I'm saying. It's just be prepared because you've got I'm just going to say you're going to have a very interesting time in the future. I mean, I really think that if you grab control of it and then are able to kind of pick and choose and learn how to turn it off when you don't want things to happen, you're going to be in a better place. Now, it's things like if you're having a really bad night with it, eat something that's kind of filling. And it'll shut down those big centers. There's certain exercises you can do. You can learn to meditate that will shut down those centers and ground you, so you're not picking things up. There's ways to control what's happening. You know, you can also go walk right up to the spirit and go, dude, I'm not into you right now. You need to leave. Back off, and you can push them out of your space. And there's the other techniques, which we talked about, you know, with the things with stones, stone energies, and salt. If you start combining all these, you could start to get control of your environment. I mean, I've had it happen. I woke up one morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was being literally grabbed by something that I could not see, and it was really friggin' scary. And I got up and told them, you know, I called that thing every name in the book and went, you have no goddamn right to be in my home. And I got up a sage. Doing everything, you know, and I ordered them all out and they've stayed out, you know, in my sleeping space. Spirits are not allowed. There's a few that will come by and let me know they're around if it's something important, like something with dad. But, my God, you know, I mean, what's been happening lately? I mean, give us a clue what's going on with the, I mean, we know about three of them, but what else?
Okay. Then I got a big black figure, thinking it's male, just by the way he presents himself. See him all the time. He likes to really mess with me, thinks it's real fun and games, and messes with my buddy at his house when I go up there. I kind of avoided going up there for a while now, so he quit messing with him. So I ended up bringing him back to my house. He's here, and one morning I had to get up in the middle of the night, go to the bathroom, and saw him standing in front of my TV, and then this weird demon-looking face come flying at my face. Yeah, that was about the only one that scared me so far. I'm thinking he's the one that's doing maybe the scratching. But
well, if you didn't bring him home purposely, I mean, he just followed you, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know where I picked him up from, but he seems to like me.
Well, you've got that one angle going with you where there's, let's put it this way, when in the Children of the Paranormal, there was an episode I just watched the other day, and you know, Chip Coffey, the medium there that is helping train these children on how to deal with their abilities, because you know, they're dealing with really exceptional children who are very gifted. And the thing is, you know, he took a light, he had a lantern in his hand, and he showed this little girl. He says, "See this lantern? This is how you look to them." And that's exactly, I think, the thing that is happening with you. You are very open. You're very much, you know, you're open to all sorts of communications, and much more so than most people. And they are looking at you, and you're a bright light to them. And if they need help, if they're stuck, or you know, they've got some agenda going on, it's like this blinding light. They run to you like moths to a flame, and see it. And it's learning how to cover the light, you know, so you don't have moths around. That's the problem here. Now, the demon-looking face and all that stuff, yeah, this could be a really low, negative, earthbound human, or maybe not. Maybe it's something else. And there is an ecology of these things out there. It pays to know and read up a little bit on it. But the protection techniques are the same. You know, there's books on psychic protection that are out there that can help. But more so, it's like we talked about, there's people around you there in that part of the world who will have knowledge of these things, and you will find them. They'll suddenly appear in your sphere. And I think there was the one we talked about. But
yep.
But be aware, you know, that this it's a lifelong thing. I come on here and I talk and I do the things I do, and I'm still learning every day, you know, stuff. And I'm always humbled by what happens. So I'm very aware I don't know everything. But that's the first step to knowledge, is, you know, being aware that you are very limited, even if you're a gifted medium. So just get in there and learn everything you can, open up, you know, maybe go to some of the, you know, local gatherings where there are people that do this. You know, the word gets out there, and you can look on the internet and you can find it, and there will be people. And you find what fits. You know, trust your instincts. You'll find the right teacher, the right person out there when you're ready. And it'll just be the most natural thing in the world. So I hope that gives you some kind of a grounding.
Well, the one that knows some of the stuff that I know, I think she's more in the line of wanting help with it. Because she really can't control any of it. So
yeah,
she's been telling me stuff, and says, I'm going, okay, what do you want me to do?
I think it's that lady, that friend of yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I'll say is
she
this.
She freaks out and hears little kids.
That's emotional reaction to the fact that she's got a gift, and she's basically giving away the power. When you can actually get up and tell a spirit off and go, you son of a, get the hell out of my house, you know, and really give it to them good, they will back off. You know, emotional violence from a human being is just as painful for a spirit as it is for emotional violence from a human to a human. They really don't like getting yelled at, you know, and they don't want to go there. The violence and the energy we throw off can be detrimental to them too. So it's almost like pain, you know, they don't like that. So I would just say to her, you know, don't give up your power. If you want to try controlling it, the simplest thing is try eating something when you're at that point where you're way too sensitive. Eat a little bit of a heavy meal. Shut down the psychic centers for a while. And then do things that are going to ground you in the world. Get lost in an activity. Do things that kind of get your mind off, you know, the whole notion of everything psychic. Go around, go places where you're in the city, you know, you're in developed areas where there's a lot of, believe it or not, this sounds strange, but a lot of piping around you, a lot of water pipes. So if you're in a housing tract or something, what it seems like the psychic energies, psychic things like that tend to have trouble with that. They don't like those developed areas, and they don't seem to like crossing water lines for some reason. It's a weird thing, I know, but I've read this repeatedly in the literature, and there's something to it. I really believe that. So, you know, have her try some of these things, because I think that will help.
Yeah. Yeah, because
okay.
She normally will talk to me all hours of the night. It don't matter when, so.
Well, what I you know, I'll talk with you in private some more about it, but, you know, it's just, this is going to be a continuing thing, you know, in your life. Just get ready for the rest of your life to be like this. And it's, it's getting more and more, but, you know, I'm going to send that recorder your way and get that, you know, so you can start recording some of it, because it's one thing to know and see it and you know this stuff is happening, and it's another when you get actual voices and you can go, whoa. It adds a lot of, it's almost a relief, you know, when you find out that the stuff you heard, it's like, if I've actually got this one sitting here.
It's kind of like sitting in my house and then all of a sudden somebody decides to whisper in my ear a big F you, and then they're all coming, you know.
Yeah, here's
and
one
you're
here.
You're kind of sitting here going, what?
Yeah, I've got one here. I'm going to play this. This is at the Truckee Hotel. I was in a room, room 401 in the Truckee Hotel, and I heard, there's a male spirit up there that's a real cantankerous SOB, and he is. He's meaner than a rattlesnake. And I heard him. I mean, I'm clairaudience, so I hear spirits a lot. And this guy is like, he's yelling at me, go home, get out. And he does it twice, and I react to it. So I think I've got it right here. Let me bring it up. There it is. Go home. Did you hear that? That's me. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
it's here it is. I'm just going to, I'll reload it, and you're going to hear it at the very beginning. I sort of cut into the audio a little bit too early, but here we go. Go home, right there. Did you hear that? Yeah, go home, right? Twice. And like,
home.
And it was, you know who was with me? It was Kevin. Kevin, you know, our cousin Kevin. He was with me. Yeah, he was on the investigation, and he's a hell of an investigator. And it just was, like, unbelievable. I mean, I was blown away. I mean, I started catching more EVPs where I would hear the spirit, and then it was on the tape when I was recording it. And it like, completely validated what I was saying, you know. I mean, and I've got multiples of these, you know. This is not the only one I've ever caught where I've got – an EVP, you know, and then there's, you know, audio evidence to back me up, you know, that I'm not a raging lunatic, you know. I mean, this stuff happens, you know, and but it'll prove more than proving for other people, it'll prove to you that what your senses are picking up is in fact real, and that you don't have something going on inside of your head that's not quite right. These abilities are part of the human experience. They're normal for it's normal for people to have these in varying degrees. You just have an exceptionally gifted section of your brain that is open to this, and and the way you're built, same as many of us in this whole family of ours. So I can't wait to see what happens when you use this recorder. I mean, I'm gonna love analyzing some of the evidence.
Oh yeah. My mom wants me to go back to that one place that you told me never to go back to, and I keep trying to explain to her that I'm not going there. Been there twice, not going to go back a third time.
Yeah, so. I would put your foot down on that. Do not go to a place that's a very dangerous place.
Yeah,
it's got a very dark spirit in there, and there's just not good stuff there.
I told my mom the best she could do was just send me some pictures, and I'll look at them. from what she's taken when the house was still there, and I'll look at them, see if I even notice anything in them. But other than that, I'm not going back to it.
I don't know what your mother's agenda is to get you in there, but it is not. It's definitely not a nice place, and I would just pass on it.
Yeah, after when you see blood all over the house and bullet holes and certain books that shouldn't be there, yeah, you just don't want to go back to it. So,
well, I'll tell you what, my friend, you want to listen in, because I've got a few more people to go through to, but I'll keep you online if you want to just stay online.
Sure.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, and and we will do this again. I'd like to do some. We'll set something up where we take some of your recordings and whatever we get. If you want to play it on air, I think this is going to be interesting. All right, my friend. Let's see.
Sure.
I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. It's my cousin, and yes, he's one of many in my family that are like this. So it's good to have him on. Let's see. I've already had. Did I already have 510 on? 510, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Tasha, and I'm calling from California.
You're Tasha, and you're calling from California?
Yeah.
Okay. From California, and I'm right there now. 510. If I do really good, if I keep, even though I'm a medium, it's like if I don't write it down, I'm very forgetful. So I do well when I write everything down. So what can I do for you, Tasha?
I want to know when will my ex-husband find out about his oldest son?
His what?
His oldest son.
His oldest son?
Yeah, I want to know when would he be able to know about him and to be around him.
What is going on with the oldest son? Why do I get such heavy military energy around this? Is there a military connection to you guys?
For me, on my side of the family.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going, who's the military thing? I mean, it was all I saw was major military feeling of this powerful. And I was going, more than one. I mean, is there more than one on your mom's side?
Oh, yeah. No, on his father's side, yeah. His father was in the Army.
Okay. And there's I'm trying to interpret. These guys are really trying to make sense of what's going on here. Because
he acts like that, too. He's very militant.
Okay. So it sort of came naturally, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so the oldest son is the oldest son out of the house?
Yeah, he's not around. He don't even know of him. He knows of him, but he don't actually know that that is his son.
Oh, that's... And they've never met.
Yep, he met him when he was little.
But they haven't met in like, they're not,
just,
as men,
yeah.
They don't know each other.
Yeah.
Large geographical separation?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're way far apart?
Yes.
I feel... dad going to him.
Okay.
I feel like dad makes effort to go. I don't feel like son can go. I think son is in a place that he cannot quite just pick up and go. I think the opportunity could present, would present itself if the effort is shown by the father.
Okay.
Is the son in a committed relationship? Is there like somebody he's with?
He could be, because he is. And my oldest son, they're like very, very close in age. They're like a couple months apart. But he's
okay,
so.
Well, I feel like there's a. Yeah. It's not so much a complication. I just think that there's, you know, realities of life and, you know, relationships and things like that. But I don't feel like there's anything that would get in the way of this. I don't think there's like an emotional, you know, like who you left me or this and that. There's none of that. I feel like that it's a fairly open playing field here. And I don't think that there's a lot of bad vibes that would keep them apart. I do think that something bad did happen that got them apart. I mean, what was it that happened?
It's like he met her through a very, very close family. They're like friends, but they grew up together.
Yeah.
The part says,
and so,
baby mom.
Yeah, and then the pregnancy happened, and they weren't married.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they just split apart.
I ended up being pregnant around the same time.
Was there like a bit of a family brouhaha over this?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and I mean that's not even mediumship. That's just like, oh boy, yeah, but that was interesting.
So would it be this year, or would it be like coming in the near future?
I think that you could reasonably see that here in the summer or fall with no problem.
Okay.
I really think that the feeling I get, Dad is actually a pretty fair, easygoing guy. I mean, really, you know, he really would like to open up. There's a deep, he's got a lot to teach the son. He's got a lot of good qualities. He's a really nice guy.
Okay.
I mean, he's really nice. I mean, he's got he's honorable, right? I mean, you know, there's an honorable sense about this man.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think the son strayed far from the tree.
Okay.
I think that there's some good vibes there. I feel. How old are we looking? Early 20s for the son.
His oldest son should be getting ready to turn 17, because they're like a couple of months apart. Yeah, him and our oldest son.
Okay,
I think his birthday.
So he would be coming up 17, 18.
Yeah.
Are they? I would just say this. I think he's acting more older than the age he is, okay?
Okay.
And I feel like significant other, and I feel like child, not this year, but I feel like there will be a child coming along from a relationship as a big result of whatever union or you know, living together situation that he's in with a significant other. So,
okay.
Grandchild.
Okay.
I just feel, this is moving along. Yeah, I feel this is serious stuff, so... good time to get in and get your foot in the door and say hi, I'm Grandpa to be, and hello, son. And it'll I just feel I don't feel anything really bad getting in the way. I think it'll be what's that show with Troy, whatever his name is, that reunites the families, you know, and they get together and they have these great wonderful stories, you know. The Finder or whatever they call it, I can't remember the name, but it's he basically gets these people together, and that's kind of, it would be like I feel like this would be if this could be a TV show thing, it would be that, and it would be really good, and everybody would come away feeling pretty good. So I think he's got a good shot at it. Put the big thing right now is put the foot forward and then make the effort to go out there, you know,
would he get along with my oldest son?
Oh, yeah. I don't see any bad vibes. I think this is just a really nice, easygoing thing, and everybody would be, you know, 30 years from now, so like, hey, what took so long, you know? But what's the desert connection? I'm getting a strong desert feeling.
She's very, very far away because when she used to come out here, she used to bring, his mother used to bring it up, like, this is your son, and then she'd say, oh, this is not your son. And I, and when I saw the picture, I said, oh, yeah, this is your son.
Yeah. Well, is one of them in a desert right now? Do you mean, do you know where the son's at? You mean, you know where the son resides, right?
No.
What?
No. She always
nope.
Moving around.
Okay, well, I'm going to, then I'll, let's just put this out there. This, you know, we'll find out how right or wrong I am. But I'm getting a very strong feeling of desert around this son. Like he's in a desert situation. I don't know quite what to make of it because I don't know if this is even in country. But I just don't know where to put him. I mean, if I had to take a wild guess, I'm going to go southwest as far, you know, New Mexico, Texas, Arizona.
Oh, okay. All right.
So,
okay.
You know, that's what they're showing me, so I'm going to go with it. I'm not able to round it out any further than that, just based on what I'm getting. But, God, I hope this comes through for you guys, you know, and it does work out. Okay?
Okay. Could you pick up my, are you able to pick up, like, my grandmother's mother, Phyllis? Is she around?
What the hell's the thing with the shoes? I get a lot of shoes lately. Was she dance? Was she like into dancing?
I don't know, because she died when my grandmother was like 4.
How old was she when she passed?
My grandmother was 4 years old.
And this is, oh, so she... Yeah, the one we're talking about was 4 when she died.
No, my grandmother was 4 when she passed. I think she was like in her probably 20s, mid-20s.
Okay. Okay, repeat who this is we're talking about because I'm getting mixed in.
My grandmother's mother, Phyllis.
Your grandmother's
my great-grandmother, Phyllis.
Great. So she was in, and who's the 4-year-old who died?
I don't know.
Okay, I thought I heard you say 4-year-old. That's where I got confused. I was going.
No, my grandmother was 4 years old when she passed away. Her mother, and I want to know was her mother. Her name is Phyllis. What is she around? Because I know her mother Dahlia. I know she's around.
Okay, so. Who was, because I think I'm mishearing this. You're saying someone was 4 years old. Yeah, I'm just not quite connecting here.
My grandmother was 4 when her mother passed.
Oh, she was 4 when her mother passed. Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
brain dead here. It's 12:12 at night here on the West Coast, and John at the medium is starting to fail.
We in the same time area.
Yeah, well, so totally. So let me see here. Well, she was 4 when mom passed.
Yeah.
I'm still getting the shoe thing and dancing. Lots of dancing.
Oh, she could have been a dancer.
Who was the dancer in the family? There was dancing. And there was
my,
just
my
such...
Grandma. My grandmother, she's always partying.
Okay, well, celebrations, joy.
Yes.
Really good good times. Embrace life. I'm getting this strong feeling of just somebody who really lived their life and really saw, you know, it wasn't all beer and Skittles. I'm not gonna say that, but what I get is just somebody who just really just grabbed life by the ass and really went with it, you know. And wasn't afraid to just try stuff, you know, sit around waiting for life to happen, made life happen, you know. So it's my kind of people. I like people who do that. It's like, hey, I'll hang with you. You're more fun. You know, don't sit around and not the type to, run around and throw a lot of gossip around. The feeling I get is just really salt of the earth, got stuff to do, run, have fun, always kind of smile. She passed trying to understand the symbols, and I'm tired, so that doesn't help. But I keep getting what I get is like the number 10. Is she gone more than 10 years? Or is it in the 10 years?
No, she's gone longer than that, I think.
Pardon me?
I think she'd be gone longer than that.
How long, what's the 10-year anniversary? Because I'm getting 10s.
Oh.
She's showing me 10 for some reason. Huh?
No, I don't know.
I don't know what the 10 means, but I'm just going with, I'm getting a 10 out of her, and
okay.
I'm trying to understand her symbols. I know a lot about how she was as a person, but I'm trying to get the, you know, yes or no, you know how she died?
Yeah, I do.
Was there, you know, what I'm getting a chest, lung type thing going on with her. Was there a lung issue or a breathing issue? Something in the chest?
Okay, because it could have been cardiac arrest or COPD.
That would be in the chest.
Okay.
So, yeah, because right part of the body, I mean, I know it's not accident. I know it's disease process, but you said what, COPD?
Yeah,
I'm in the lung, you know, the lung area, which is deeply involved with heart. But that, you know, that's just evidentiary. So she's showing me, you know, kind of how what it was that did her in. But she's perfectly fine.
Okay.
She's happy and she's getting along fine. you know, I almost hate to say this to you. You want to know why she hasn't been around?
Yeah, because I'm like, what's going on? Why we never met her? Why we don't really know about her?
Well, she's sort of a partier on the other side. I mean, they have lives too there, you know. It's kind of like they're not sitting on a cloud. They're actually doing stuff. They've got things to do. They're all over the place. So what the kind of sense I get here is just like she was in life, she's doing this stuff in death. And it's not even death there. It's just transition to the new life that they go to. And so have you actively prayed or, you know, kind of talked to her?
Yeah, I try to, yeah. I try to talk to her in my dreams.
Okay, well, you know what? Have you tried just having an open conversation? Just like you and I are talking? Keep it up.
Okay.
Just don't give in. And find stuff that you know about her. Talk about the things that you know about stories but from the family. Talk about the things and the people that you would have in common. And that will give like a whole new complexion to the relationship. And it's very real. I mean, you know, just because somebody passes and they don't have a body anymore doesn't mean you can't have that relationship and you can talk about all this stuff. Sometimes it's just talking about the things you have a common interest in and it builds that relationship up and you get that bond. So it really will, yeah. It's not something you just do for 3 nights and then give up on, you know. So I don't know how far you did, but, you know, it's like it took me a long time to develop the relationships with my family, like my grandfather, who I really never remembered. But he's been there for my father, who's dying now. And, you know, my father's very short term. And I went and asked my grandfather to come back to help with Dad because the stroke that my dad had was so bad. And my grandfather was a brain surgeon. I mean, he did neuropsychiatry. He knew everything there was about the brain. And so I asked Grandpa, I said, I know you're comfortable on the other side. I hate to bug you, but your son's in trouble. We need you. And within a week, my mother, who's a medium also, comes back to me and says, I'm seeing Doc around the house. You know anything about this? And I'm going, yeah, sorry, Ma. I brought him back. And he's like helping. And she goes, okay, because every time something's going on with your dad, I see Doc around, and I'm going, yeah, he's here to help, and the help has been constant. So but I have reached out to him, and he's always made sure. And here's my mind lamp; it's going purple. He's always been around to let me know he really is there, you know. And we've got a pretty good relationship, you know. And I know my grandfather in a way that I wouldn't have otherwise. So. I feel that the same thing is going to go on with you with this.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks a lot, Tasha.
Okay.
Okay, God bless. All right, we're going to go right through. We got two more, 956 and a 708. I'm going to go 956. Here we go.
Hi, how are you?
It's clicking. What? It clicked. Hi, how are you? What's your name and where are you from?
This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Where are you at?
I am calling from Harlingen.
From where?
Harlingen.
Where's that at?
Bronzeville, Harlingen.
Harlingen, huh? I never heard of Harlington. Is
Harlingen.
That in the... Sorry, we're stepping on each other. You know that it's late at night.
I know you have so many callers, and I can't believe I was on the line waiting for so long.
No problem. You know, I'm sorry. It takes me time to get through. I mean, it's funny. I saw John Edward in actually doing his thing in January, and he did like a lot of readings in a couple of 2-3 hours that we were at the show, and it was just amazing. And it's the same thing. I was relieved to see he does the same things, the way he does things the same way I do them. I just dive in and start getting right to the meat of it, and I stick with it like a friggin' dog. I mean, and I know I could like speed read and just brush people off, but I really got to get in to know the spirit and the person involved, and it's just the way the reads go. So, but I'm still not sure where you're from, but that's not so important. I mean, the big thing is what can I do for you today?
Well, if you can help me out as far as would you see anything for me?
Oh, psychic stuff. Ooh, maybe we got something here. Okay, you're single, yes?
Yes, very.
All right, and I also sense young man, yes?
No.
Young man that you want around?
Yes.
Romance then,
he's
right?
Not young. No, he's not young.
Okay, so you're what I'm getting at is there's an interest in a relationship down the road to find the right person.
Correct.
Okay. God, I'm getting a spirit coming through. Dad's sign. Dad's mom, your dad's mom, is she passed? Yes?
Yes.
She has a sister who passed?
Yes.
They're like, all right, so two of them passed, so I got that right on the head. Now I know where the 10 came from. I'm mixing up readings here. Sometimes I jump ahead and I'm going, who am I reading? One of the two, grandmother or aunt, passed 10 years, roughly 10 years ago in that time range.
Grandma.
Grandma, okay. So I'm on to grandma. Okay, see, now, the way I do my mediumship is I learned a system from my teacher. I write things down. I basically draw like a little quadrant, and then I start writing down what I see so I can kind of separate out who's who. So dad's side is very intuitive. Were they?
No.
Somebody's intuitive in your family. You said no, right?
Correct.
Disagree. Sorry. You don't get off that easy. I'm getting the sense that grandma and auntie were holding out on you because I think that. Oh, and I see JB34. Oh, thanks, Nancy. Yeah. Thank you. I just saw something in my chat. What I'm getting at is that I feel that there's a very strong familial line of this intuitive work that maybe you're not keyed into, that you don't know much about. There's things about my family I'm still discovering that just shock the hell out of me. You know,
yeah.
And I'm 52 years old, okay? So, pardon me?
You did mention to me at one time about my family being intuitive, and, but it was not on my father's side. Yeah,
okay, you've called
mother.
Before then, right?
Yes.
Okay, so, I'm glad, because I know I was picking up on something there, but, I mean...
The first of them, I spoke to you February 7th. Oh, my God, I was so impressed with you. I don't know how to call you back.
Yeah, and I did. I know, and it's funny, I'm looking at this, but I think that, so where the intuitive ones, if we, and I never remember the readings, because I'm like, I go on, it's like I go on and I'm passing the message on, and once I'm done, it's like it's out the door. I mean, I forget about it. I mean, sometimes I'll remember.
I recorded your reading. I really enjoyed it. I downloaded it from the archives, and I did my little...
Well, the intuitive ones then were on the other side, on your mom's side, right? I mean, you had some intuitive there.
Yes, and you mentioned something about a relative of my father's passed away, and I asked my mom recently, and she said nobody was in a car accident. You mentioned something about a car accident, and she said no, nobody, none of them on my father's side had passed from a car accident.
They hadn't done it? There's been no accident.
Correct.
Okay. And that's not to say that I don't get things wrong, because sometimes I'll read things and it's like, and the way I've been lately with my family, it's like I'm getting things that just, you know, it's really hard to read some days. But what I will say is this, I'm going to stick to my guns on this thing with the car accident. I'm just going back to that. And then we'll get back to the intuitive deal. The car accident thing, and the way I said that was Dad's side, right?
Correct.
And the way, since I don't remember the reading in tremendous detail, and the way I impressed in you on the February 7th reading that I did, was that this this person passed in a car accident recently, correct?
Correct. No, it was a while back.
It was a while back?
You remember,
and there's no, yeah, I remember a little bit of this now, so it's starting to come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
What, your mother didn't remember any of that, right?
No, I asked my mom and I asked my father if anybody had passed that he might recall, because, you know, in the car accident, he said no. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't let them know why I was asking. They were probably like, why are you asking all these questions?
Yeah. Oh, medium told me. Okay.
I know.
Yeah, that's probably. What? You're in that case.
I know.
Don't listen to people. They're kind of weird. I'm gonna stick to my guns on this. Someone in your family on that side has had either, if they didn't pass from a car accident, they've had some sort of car accident. I mean, I'm going to stick with that because I'm still getting the same vibe. I mean, there's a car. I'm getting strong car energy. It's like that other reading I just did. I saw the fins, you know, and I saw, and I saw the, and the grandma came through, and it was like, they were really easy to read. Your family's a little different. They're like close to the vest, and they're really kind of, I have to pull it out of them, like, give me your tooth here. I mean, it's the thing I'm getting is car. I'm going to stick to my guns. You know, one thing I know is when I get a symbol and I have to work that hard to get it, and I'm kind of sticking to my facts here, it's like they're giving this to me. This is what I'm getting. I'm going to stick with this. Whatever this car thing is, it may not be a fatality. I may have that wrong, but I'm going to stick that there's a